Namaste everyone. Welcome to the Charvak podcast. This is your host Kushal Mehra. Today's podcast is on a very sensitive issue. It's about safety of women in India. I'll give you guys a brief background about how Shivangi and I decided to chat about this subject. Actually, we had a plan to discuss something of this sort. Shivangi and I were going back and forth. I think, kitne din ho gaye bhai? 45 days ho gaye. We've been going back and forth on WhatsApp ki we were just thinking about a structure, and you know, she would send me pointers, and I would be like, "Nahi, isko aisa nahi, aisa karte hain, aisa nahi, aisa karte hain." We're just going. I think both of us were being lazy, and we were just not talking. And then, unfortunately, this horrific incident of the Brazilian Spanish dual nationality couple that was visiting India and was on a biking trip, and unfortunately in Jharkhand that woman was gang raped, and it made the news. And then I could have done the podcast last week also, honestly. I had time slots, but I don't know, I was very uncomfortable doing it at that point of time. I sent a voice note to Shivangi also. I was like, I don't want to do it right now. And then she was like, "Theek hai, next week karte hai." So here we are. I don't want to introduce Shivangi. This is her third time on the podcast. So Shivangi, thank you. And thanks for coming up and speaking about this. I know you were really disturbed by the entire scenario, but full warning to everyone, it is not about this incident. We're not going to make this incident. Today's podcast is for a more larger subject. It's about safety of women in India overall. And I'm now going to hand it over to Shivangi, and she will take the conversation wherever she feels like taking it, and I'll just follow her there. All right, Shivangi, all yours.
All right, thank you for having me again. Usually when we have when we discuss like cases of crime against women in India, what happens is that you are either going in too much detail about the case, right? Or we talk about the similar ideas of, you know, why was she there? Let's say, what was she wearing? Was she high? Who was she with? And then, like, why didn't she complain to the police? Like, the NCW chief, I'm sorry to say, like, posted about that case saying that, you know, why didn't you, about someone who had reposted saying that, why didn't you complain to the police? And why are you making this, like, thing, like, trying to make it sound like India is an unsafe place? But what I am going to talk about is a little more technical and a little more based in research and facts about what actually happens when you go to the police station, what actually happens in terms of when a survivor seeks some form of help, when something, any form of violence happens to her. That could be sexual violence, physical violence, that could be violence in any space. And then I'm going to talk about take it forward into more details about, let's say, people talking about false complaint and talking about consent and rape cases in India. So first of all, I want everyone to understand what happens when you are, when a survivor goes through rape, right? First thing, what needs to be understood is that as an Indian woman or as a woman in this country, where your gender socialization happens and you are in a space where you're told that this is what a good woman is. That means that you're supposed to be, like I said the last time, you're supposed to be a virgin, you're not supposed to have premarital sex, you're supposed to follow whatever the patriarchal social order is, which is that you marry at a certain age, you don't go out at a certain time, you behave well, you respect elders, you... you know, are not promiscuous, you do not have multiple relations, you're not too Western, you do not wear short clothes, you are also religious, while you're also modern yet traditional. And this is the patriarchal social order the woman follows. And make sure that this is what a good woman is. But when something like this happens, a crime happens against the woman, she often feels that, you know, is she now a good victim? Which is what the whole question becomes. So,
when you say good victim, what does good victim essentially mean?
Victim will usually be someone who is also a good woman, right? So, for example, she's someone that will invoke society's empathy. That when something bad happens to her, right, she will any form of violence that happens to her, she will be evoking society's empathy, and she will, you know, if she goes in front of the police or she goes in front of the court or the police will feel, okay, whatever happened to her wrong. Now I'm going to take the case of rape, for example, or sexual violence here. There could be a rape by a stranger, which happened in this case, which is a gang rape, and or something like that, again, that happened with Nirbhaya case, which was a gang rape by a bunch of strangers.
Or Sandesh which, Khali, those poor women who were, you know, sexually assaulted and pretty much raped in political offices, right? Which is happening in Bengal.
Okay, I wasn't aware, sorry about that. But even that, so any kind of rape that happens, which has happened by strangers, is then invokes a form of empathy or invokes a form of collective consciousness where people feel that justice should happen to them, right? So you feel that nahi, inke saath to bahut bura hua hai because of the extent of sexual violence that has happened. So that means that the woman, how it's usually defined, a good victim would be someone, you know, who does not know the perpetrator, is someone who screamed and called for help, immediately went to the police station and said that this had happened to me and FIR is filed, is someone who, you know, behaves a certain way, behaves in a manner that, you know, when you look at her or that you feel like she's not a Western woman who was calling it upon herself. So this is what happens when you, the stereotyping of a woman when it comes to filing a case, right? So did you ask me some other question? I lost you there. No. Okay. So in this scenario, when a woman then complains to the police, what happens is that, which was happening in that case, was that people were like, why didn't you complain to the police, or why did you take so much time to complain to the police? The police station also, you do not have any support system for the survivor to help in documentation, right? You do not have the survivor who knows that, you know, there's a lack of knowledge. It's not like you're taught that if a rape happens to you, or if any form of violence happens to you, what do you have to do in order to, you know, go to the police station, or this is how you file a case, right? So there's a lack of information there, and hence there's a fear of reporting from the woman's side. And when you approach the police station or any formal services, you are asked questions for, which is largely victim blaming, which is like, what were you wearing? You know, were you high? What time were you out? Why were you out at that time? And over there, there are degrees of space. So let's say you are outside at an indecent hour with a male person, and then something wrong happened to you, then the police will tend to blame it on you. While the blaming is obviously more verbal, and the experience of, and whoever amongst us have gone to the police station, we know how patriarchal a space it can be. It can also be a space where, you know, the police system is also part of this patriarchal social order, which then has this assigned idea of what a good woman is, what is a good behavior in society, and they also put you through this trauma.
Okay.
Yeah. But even when you go through this form of complaining in that traumatic state, let's say you have informed your friend or family, right? In a structure where if people are very traditional or conservative, they might not want to share that with their family, what has happened to them, right? So let's say they share it with a friend. You have that kind of social capital, do not have that kind of social capital to approach a police system. And when you actually finally go there, you do not know, you know, how to actually do the documentation, how to create that kind of evidence. For example, in cases of rape, it's usually said that you should not take a shower, right? And that you should not change your clothes, and that because that helps in the medical legal aspect of it when you file the complaint, and you have like not wash your hair so you can collect that kind of DNA from your body, right? So in these cases, we are unaware of what to do, and when that happens, there is a lack of evidence. So at the police, they usually will assign you an investigating officer, and you know they're trying to help in finding the accused. But because they are also part of the system, they are judging you. And there was a certain case where I was helping, and I would not name the police station just to avoid issues related to that. There was a case where someone had a person over who they had met in a public, like in a bar, etc. And they got the guy home. And this woman was married, and she got the guy home. Because they were like, oh, are you also looking for a house? Our friend is also looking for a house, and they wanted to rent an apartment. They said, you come over to our place. And this is in North India only, where near where I live, and they have just crossed the road and gone back to their main apartment. And the woman, they all were drinking. They're all like young adults. They're working individuals. The person also, she said when she came to me, was like, oh, you know, he looked very trustworthy, and we thought that we could just, you know, talk to him and become friends with him. And after that, everyone had slept, and the guy was still up, and she was sleeping on the couch outside. And when she got up, he was masturbating on her, right? And she was very fearful of what had happened. And her husband had gone to sleep, right? Because this is like, we are in the morning, they've trusted the individual, and they thought, okay, everyone is having a party in a normal scenario. And she's gotten up and she's frozen. And the guy told her, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. And then by then, he just ran from the party. Now here, when I got informed on the day of the event by my cousin, who was a friend to that person. And she said, you know, we are looking for, please talk to her. So the first approach of the victim and the survivor was, I want someone to talk to. Now I said, okay, I talked to her and I said, do you want help in like filing a complaint? We can go there. And her first thing was, what will happen in the police station? What will happen? Will they inform my parents? Right? Now this is a married woman living with her husband, an adult who's earning, living in a rented apartment here. And her biggest fear was, will my parents know? Like, and I said, no, your parents will not know, because confidentiality will be maintained. We will go and file the complaint. Now, I put out on Twitter saying that, you know, today I'm going to be helping this individual and I'm going to be going to the police station. Let's see what happens. Because I put it out in the police station and I tagged whoever the commissionerate, etc., I got a call and I got a message from them on Twitter. They gave me a number and I got a call from them and they're like, we're going to send the police to your place. Now, till now, I was very happy. I was like, great, they're going to send the police station to her place. I said, okay, this is the address, reached there. Now, the girl called me and said that, Shivangi, can you come here? Because I'm feeling a little scared, right, to explain what happens. I've never met police workers. And when I went over there, their first answer to me was to the policeman. And before I'd come, they were asking her questions like, stranger ko kyun lekar aaye ghar mein? Aapko samajh nahi aata hai kya? Aisa toh phir hona hi tha. Aur tab kyun nahi call kiya? Why didn't you call us tabhi, raat ko hi? Hum hi usse pakad lete. Agar murder ho jata, phir aap kehte ki murder ho gaya. So again, the whole approach was blaming the person and not making her realize that, you know, I'm so sorry, something so traumatic has happened to you. And she was in complete tears. And she also thought, she also didn't know what happened to her was a crime, which is what I started the podcast with, that, you know, when women are conditioned in a manner to not even know what violates their body, right? What is violation? What is violence to their body? And what actually happens, let's say, in a private space, which is more in an intimate partner or a dating space, or let's say in a public space where someone just brushes against you or tries to pinches you or tries to fondle your breast in public or in private. You are aware, but you don't know how big a crime it is for me to approach the station, right? And now, in this case, what had happened was that they told me, the first thing that they told me was, please delete the Twitter post, right? And can you not post it there, it'll be an issue and then media will pick it up. So I thought, okay, fine, if you are you going to go ahead and file the FIR? They said, we will file the FIR, don't worry. And I deleted, although I took a screenshot, which I think you only told me to take a screenshot. I deleted the Twitter post, and that's exactly what happened. They just stopped reacting to it. And I'll tell you the barriers to help seeking in that sense. What happened to her was, they said you write a complaint. I had already written the complaint for one day before, but she was finding, and they're like, okay, aap isko Hindi mein likhiye and boliye ki kya hua, acha ye bhi likhiye, which was very, very traumatic to her. And then she was crying and she was just saying, you know, just tell this guy never to do this to someone else. You know, that was her idea of justice, because that is where she was reached. And when we went to the police station, they went to the police station and I was somewhere else. And she said that the first question, the people were like, acha, where do you live? There's a rented house. They're like, we'll have to inform your owner that this has happened in their house, which is a complete lie. You do not need to inform, right? All the women watching, if a police, these are tactics of the police system to try to make you not want to file the case, right? And then ways of like, we'll inform your parents, a letter will go to your parents, to both your parents. They got very scared. They called me and they said, Shivangi, they're saying this. I said, this is all bullshit. This is not happening. You stay put. You be a little confident and say, no, this is not what I want. I actually want a case to be filed, right? This FIR under these sections of what has happened. And I want you to find this guy. Now, they have already found this person and they've spoken on call with him. He's called. And they are They take her around, and the person, the police personnel, who's a much senior, goes and tells her, "Isne to engineering kar rakhi hai. He looks like a guy from a very good place. Why do you want to go ahead and spoil his life?" So a person, again, which is, who then is a good abuser, right? Wo good abuser tha us sense mein. In the hierarchy of how he looked, uska religion bilkul sahi tha, majoritarian. Uska how he looked, dominant caste individual hai, wo bilkul hi acha lag raha tha, engineer tha, बेचारे ने पढ़ रखा था, अच्छी नौकरी कर रखा था, राजस्थान से था, मतलब वो पुलिस वाले को इतना इन हिज पोजिशनैलिटी बहुत बुरा लग रहा था फॉर द गाय हु हैड मास्टरबेटेड ऑन दिस इंडिविजुअल व्हाइल शी वाज स्लीपिंग इन हर हाउस, वायलेटेड हर टू दैट पॉइंट, बट दे वर फीलिंग मोर वर्स फॉर द गाय, राइट, एंड सेइंग दैट आप प्लीज उसके अगेंस्ट केस मत करो. एंड शी ब्रोक डाउन एंड शी सेड, आई जस्ट वॉन्ट हिम टू से सॉरी टू मी, दैट्स इट, दैट्स ऑल आई वॉन्ट. एंड व्हेन शी कॉल्ड मी, शी वाज लाइक, she was apologetic to me. She said, "I know you wanted to help me and help and file the FIR, but I don't have it in me." And I said, "It's perfectly fine because I know the kind of barriers are going to fail." Now, the question then comes is, "Hame pata hai ye story hai, police kyun nahi file karti?" Now, usme simple cheez hai. Aap reporting karenge aur main yahan se ek jagah se reporting increase hone lag jaye, to unke data mein NCRB mein eventually ye dikhai dega ki is area ke is sector mein itne sare cases against crime against women ho rahe hain. Iska matlab यहाँ पे बहुत ज्यादा क्राइम है, बिकॉज देर इज नो इंसेंटिव फॉर देम टू रिपोर्ट, राइट, द इंसेंटिव फॉर देम इज टू हाउ टू अवॉइड रिपोर्टिंग सो दैट दे कैन से हमारे स्टेशन में कोई केस नहीं होता है, राइट. ऑल्सो फॉर समवन हु इज गॉन थ्रू समथिंग वेरी टेरिबल और एनी फॉर्म ऑफ वायलेंस, वुमेन और मेन, वुमेन, आई टॉक अबाउट वुमेन हियर, दे डू नॉट रियलाइज हमें केस कहाँ फाइल करना है, विच इज द पुलिस स्टेशन दैट गोज विद इट, समथिंग एज नॉर्मल इज दैट, राइट, बिकॉज दे आर नॉट टॉट दैट. That, you know, is this where the crime has happened, or is it where I am living? Is it where he is living? And in this case, they had to go to the bar and find the number of the person, right? And from the written space, and then try to find it. So half of the work was already done by us. But what happens is that women will be highly afraid when they're going to any formal services, right? So what are then the barriers when you're seeking help, right? In women's safety, when it comes, and I'm trying to come from a space of like, I'm not going to come here and say, "Arey, women are very unsafe. You know, we are very unsafe. 1 in 3 women face intimate partner violence," because we're very well aware of that data. There's no point of showing it again. But actually to understand that, what are the barriers? Then why is there no reporting happening? Why can't women go to the police station or the legal system, etc.? So first and foremost are your individual barriers, right? Like your personal barriers. Because you're told like any form of sexual violence or any violence that happens to you, it brings a sense of shame. Why does it bring a sense of shame? Because you are fearful of the negative social reaction that will come, right? Or the fact that my honor lies in my vagina, right? My honor of my caste, my honor of my religion, my honor of my family lies in my vagina, right? So if something violates that, right, and let's say I'm unmarried, how will I get married, right? If it's happened in a marriage, will the husband still accept me if something wrong has happened to me? Will my family still accept me? Will my boyfriend still accept me for something that has happened to her, and done to her out of her control? This is a classic fear that happens wherein women go through, and psychologically also you go through a sense of, what do you say, feelings of shame, feeling of flight, feeling of fear, where you feel that I don't want to express it, right? And which is why there is always a delay in FIR. Right, for someone like, and I bring NCW chief, I don't have anything against her, but like for that matter to also understand, you know, what she said, that why do you have a delay in your FIR, is classic victim blaming. You have a delay in FIR because when the act has happened, you are not going to someone like me, if it happens to me, I also, someone who works in this field, might take time to complain because I know what will happen if I'm going to go complain, right? So there is a delay in FIR. You gather that courage, you have feeling of shame, you're going through post-trauma stress, you are feeling a sense of, complete dissociation from your body because something wrong, something has violated your body. And when you come into senses, right, is when you're going to then document, when you're going to approach the police. Hence, there is a delay in FIR, and not because the act has not happened, or not for someone else to say that, you know, because of the delay in FIR, justice will not be served to you, right? That is the first point. Another is, what happens is that they refrain from experiencing or asking for help is because they're self-blaming, right? Because you're living in a society that's conditioned you into believing that you are wrong because you did not follow the rules of patriarchy, you did not follow you yourself internalize it and think, if I tell my father that I was drinking that night with this complete stranger that I met on a dating app, and this has happened to me, how do I then explain to my family that, you know, this is actually my fault, right? And then you have friends who are also from the same society, lest they will say something like, "Arey, but you shouldn't have done it." Now, for example, what happened in Mumbai case, right? Which is, I mean, if you remember the Mumbai case that happened about where a woman was met someone on an app and she got raped after getting very high and drunk, and then there was a complaint filed against him later and he was very influential, etc. Now, in that case, and I put out a post also related to that, was that this is somewhere where, and I bring it back to the point as a woman who is navigating modern dating relationships, right? Or modern spaces where you're indulging in casual sex, where you're going out, where you're meeting people more frequently because of, like, you know, you have the internet, you have different apps. What happens is that in such cases, and this is again a case that happened with, I was dealing with this case, I knew of, was when a woman gets high, right? Or when a woman is under the influence of alcohol, or under the influence of, let's say, any form of drug that you've taken, under the influence of any form of intoxication, right? You lose your senses of saying yes or no, right? And at that moment, and I want to ask the men, and I want to pose these questions to the men, that you're in a party, you're drinking with someone, you met someone new, and or you met someone through an app, person is drunk, flirting with you, has an open body language, and kind of passes out after that. Do you then continue to kiss her, fondle her breast, finger when she's passed out? Because post the passing out, she was flirting with you. Is that a yes? Right? And this is how it's justified, that, you know, but we were flirting. She was trying to kiss me. And then I didn't know she was this high. She was saying that she wants to do it. But as a man, it's your responsibility to be like, no, I'm not going to have sex with you at this moment when you are high or when you are under the influence of any form of intoxication, right? And I've dealt with cases where the woman was penetrated with a finger while she was still not fully passed out, but still very buzzed. And next day she felt violated because she was like, I did not agree to this. You did not ask me before doing that. Right? And the guy, and then women question themselves, is this rape? Is penetration with a finger rape? Criminally, legally. And it is. Any form of penetration of any use of object done against the consent and against a woman's will constitutes criminal rape. And constitutes, for example, even when you're under the influence of alcohol and you cannot give your consent, that will still amount to rape. And then when that filing of case happens, very conveniently on Twitter or otherwise, when you're sitting in like that sausage fest, like you call it so many times, is that people will go ahead and say, oh no, but she was hitting on me. Oh no, but you don't know, like, you know, she slept with a lot of guys. Oh, you don't know, but she drinks a lot. Oh, you should see her photo. She's always showing her photos on Instagram. That is not reason enough for you to go ahead and rape her. And then the absence of knowledge of the law, use it against the woman and say, I wasn't aware that this is also called rape. That's your stupidity that you weren't aware. You're supposed to ask before you touch someone. And this is what we talk about even in feminist spaces, is also the fact that, you know, have women indulging in casual sex openly, because the society has become more modern. This is what we're doing. We are very well aware of what we are into. And then using that as a frame of, oh, she is a slut, or that I can sleep with her even though she doesn't want to sleep with you. She might be sleeping with a lot of people, but she might not want to sleep with you. And she does not owe you sex because she's showing tits off on Instagram or Twitter, right? She does not owe you sex. And she does not owe that kind of online abuse and that violence on her. And this is where it stems from, that the woman starts self-blaming herself because she feels that, you know, oh, I did not show sufficient verbal anger, or I did not, maine to usko us din nahi bola, I did not stop you from doing it. Because what happens when your body is violated? Psychologically, you go into a freeze response. For very few people, it might go into a fight response because maybe, you know, they're more used to fighting back like that. But if it goes into a freeze response, the woman will not say no to you at that moment. She might not stop you also, because she is gone into what is a freeze response? Freeze response is where you feel like you're within your body and you cannot move. Aapko ghabrahat ho jati hai, aap dar jate ho, aur aapko lagta hai, I cannot move. What is happening to me? And that's what happens to her. And that's why she cannot say no. And that's at that moment she can't fight, scream, and why didn't you hit back? Which also happens in the court case, because now this case, when it goes to the court, you have the judges going ahead and saying, oh, why did you then sleep the night with the rapist? Or why were, when you were ravaged, why did you do that? Why didn't you scream? Why didn't you say no? Or for example, like you had the Mohammed, I think it was the Mohammed Farooqi case, if I'm not wrong, where the woman, the man went down on the woman, where the case was filed. And the court was like, oh, but then why did you let that happen to? And she said, and she was a foreigner, and she said that, you know, I felt he's going to violate, like he's going to be violent with me, right? Like he's going to beat me, he might kill me. So that is the fear you come from. Because if you're going and visiting someone, which is very common in the Tinder Hinge area, where you're going and meeting someone in their place, and you're sitting with them on a drink, and then someone tries to do something with you that makes you very uncomfortable, your first option is not to fight back because you're scared for your life. A, to your parents, for your own death. In India, how can they know? Because you're, of course, lying there, right? You don't have that kind of open society where you're telling parents and they are trusting you and saying you can go there. Your friends might not know where you are, right? You're not sharing the location where you're going. Everyone might not have that kind of friend or that social support system where they can inform. And hence, at the first step only, the woman is feeling sufficient shame that she cannot approach any form of help. And that sufficient, that shame that she's feeling, the lack of, you know, the fear that she's feeling in terms of filing a case or reporting it or even informing should not be used against her in evidence in future by the defense lawyer or by the society who thinks that that's the defense lawyer, right? And why this is wrong. After that is when you, she minimizes the whole self, right? Now there are, in the victim's, psychological mentality, you have two forms of coping strategy when you go through any form of violence, right? So one could be where you're seeking out help to elevate your potential problem, right? So you're approaching this coping strategy to say that, you know, I want help immediately. I want to be solution-based response. This is dependent on any individual's psychological buildup or how they want to approach your situation. And another one can be, the second option is in that coping strategy, what the victim is doing, that she wishes to solve the problem herself. And her coping strategy is to avoid. You know, it has happened. I'm going to avoid it completely. That did not happen. She tells some friends of hers and it's done. She doesn't want to go ahead with that. Right. And now maybe later, after a year or two, she feels the confidence, the empowerment to complain. That is when, even in cases of, like, let's say women's safety, posh cases, right? Something has happened to you. Your boss is, harassing you, or someone in your colleague is completely trying to stalk you or trying to, you know, text you continuously or asking you for a drink when you don't want it. But you're in a position where you don't know what to do. So you don't want to say no openly because you're so scared of the reaction, because there is also a network that is working against you in a space that is highly anti-women, in corporate, in private, in public, in university, in schools, etc. So therefore you try to, then your coping strategy is to ignore it completely, right? And be like, okay, I'm not going to go ahead with it. Now, other barrier could be an organization barrier, right? For example, you may face barrier when your existing options for help are not going to work. You might be unaware that there are options for help. For example, in this case, the person was unaware that, you know, her fear was he might have made a video of masturbating on her, right? So she was unaware that that's also a law, like voyeurism, and the fact that, you know, he can go behind bars. So being unaware that, you know, what has happened to you, or for like that, I explained to you the case of penetration of a finger when you're high or like against your consent is actually legally rape. So not being aware of that. Other is that you may feel that when you go to a healthcare institution or go to the police system or legal system or your family system, religious system, they're unwilling or unable to help you, right? So that's where you stop. You're like, you know, kya hi rakha hai beta, hai na? And dusra hota hai ki you may find options that you want to trust, but you're very afraid that your privacy might not be safeguarded, right? Since you don't want others to know. Now here comes the question of honor, which I said honor lies in the body of like a woman's vagina. Is because you feel abhi mere, as a young girl, you feel, you know, you will bring shame to your family. People will say that, you know, your aapke papa ne dhang se nahi rakha, isliye aapke saath aisa hua. Aapki mother ne dhang se nahi kiya, isliye aapke saath aisa hua. Your relatives might blame you, right? Your religion might blame you. Then the next thing is when you go to school, your teachers might blame you, your principal might blame you, right? So you're very afraid. Universities, office spaces. Then now let's say you're unmarried. You're afraid that if I tell my parents that I've been raped, how do I then get married in the marriage system, right? Because you're selling that idea of virginity or the idea that the hymen is still intact. Which brings me to the question that very recently is when the two-finger test has been made illegal, which was in the past, according to when you went for a test of your, when a medical test, when rape used to happen, they used to put in two fingers and say, okay, if there's elasticity enough in the vagina, that means rape had happened. And so you're completely ignoring
what
the fact that the woman
they used to do that kind of a test?
Yes, they used to very much.
We are a weird society.
Correct. And now this is, I'm saying it's illegal now to do that test. But I was just before coming on the podcast reading a friend's research that was done on Lucknow court ka ethnography on rape accused. And maybe she had written that, you know, even then the victims were being taken for two-finger test. Even though the health workers are not aware, the hospitals are not aware, and the woman herself is not aware. So imagine the trauma that you're checking the elasticity of the vagina and assuming this is when rape has happened, right? And otherwise it's not. Another thing is that, oh, hymen was ruptured, right? Hymen can be ruptured through sporting activity. Hymen can be ruptured naturally also when you're walking or doing anything. And that hymen ruptured is seen as, oh, you know, the social conditioning and understanding of virginity. Person is not virgin. Hence, when rape happened, iska pakka rape hua hai. So, isma hum wapas aate to the idea of
I'm glad you shared this story. I want all the fucking males today to listen to this fucking bullshit and try and understand, no matter how fucking uncomfortable. I rarely swear on my podcast, but today I am. But I want all you men, listen to this. Oh, it's so much fun. And right now I'm having so much fun thinking sadistically that all these men who are going to listen to this and they have these certain notions about everything. Be uncomfortable. I wanted to do this podcast so that all these people are uncomfortable with these realities. That we had such fucking tests in India. Glad that it's illegal, by the way, Shivangi. Sorry to butt in.
Yeah. But it's still happening, like even in that idea, it's still illegal, but it's still happening in a tier two, tier three city, maybe also in a tier one city, so not many researchers. Another thing is that when, I'll come back to, was talking about the
illegality and the problems around it, why the police delays it, and you were talking about how they create roadblocks in that. But I just have a question here. Let me put it. Because I know this is going to be the defense. But they're like, oh, Shivangi, you are giving us anecdotes. Anecdotes are not reality. Look at how many false rape cases are filed in India. Delhi High Court said almost 80% of the cases or 82% of the cases were dismissed for a lack of evidence. Now, let's talk about that. Let's talk about all of that. Let's get it all in the open. The funny thing, the only guy in the freaking center or center right wing who talks about all these issues, nobody else seems to care. Even the left doesn't care, to be very honest. The left only cares if it is a certain religion and a certain caste that has done it. Oh, if it is a certain religion, the religion, the prophet thy shall not be named or the god thy shall not be named, udhar hua to nahi karenge. So that's why I'm doing it. I'm making it generic because I don't give a shit about any religion. I just care about women's safety.
Correct. Right wing or left wing, when someone gets violated in all these spaces and all these conferences of right wing, left wing, or all these networks, the woman is alone in the end, left or right, right? You don't know who's going to support.
Best example, main tujhe batau, political bullshit mein, Bilkis Bano ka rape, Gujarat riots ke time pe, wo besharam BJP ke log, kuch jo BJP ke affiliates the, unhone uske rapist ko फ्री कराने की कोशिश की और रिसेंटली बंगाल में टीएमसी कांग्रेस कल्चर के कांग्रेस ने भी ये किया हुआ है अपनी स्टेट्स में टीएमसी ने अभी बंगाल में किया संदेश का लिए ये साले सब के सब थर्ड क्लास हैं इनका क्या मालूम है मेरी पॉलिटिकल ट्राइब वाले ने रेप किया वो रेप नहीं है उसकी पॉलिटिकल ट्राइब वाले ने रेप किया वो रेप है मेरे को रिलीजनिस्ट ने रेप किया ना वो रेप नहीं है तुम्हारे रिलीजन वाले ने रेप किया ना वो रेप है ऐसे तो थर्ड क्लास लोग हैं इस देश में
करेक्ट बिकॉज उनके लिए कन्वीनियंट है इम्प्यूनिटी है ना जैसे मेरे पे आता है मेरा मर्द बचना मतलब मेरी पार्टी का मर्द बने मैं बचे मेरे रिलीजन का मेरे उसका वो बस उनका बायस राइट दिस इज व्हाट वी वांट टू डू और इस एंड में मैं एक जनरल क्वेश्चन पूछना चाहूंगी टू हूएवर आई डोंट नो व्हाट काइंड ऑफ एसोसिएशन पीपल हैव इन टर्म्स ऑफ पॉलिटिकल एसोसिएशन एंड इवन एज women who are watching this podcast is like, who's going to save you? Will the right wing save you or the left wing save you? No, your fellow women are only going to save you, right? Which comes again by feminist
I would not
idea.
Say fellow women. Any decent human being will stand up, right? I mean, I have not I lost faith in humanity. That's your problem, right? But see, you don't trust men. But whenever you still contact me, right, on WhatsApp, so you do trust men, isn't it? You don't. So it's not that. It's just like, the solution lies in decent human beings. I have always said this, and which is why it's not like you reached out to me. I reached out to you to do this podcast. I reached out to you because I genuinely feel ki this issue, and you know, I want men to feel embarrassed about, you know, these rotten cases. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about the false rape cases now. How do we deal? Abhi, the standard argument is Sweden has X ratio. And give me some time because I want to explain and I'll try to, you know, take it all along. They'll be like, look at the number of reported cases in Sweden. Look at the number of reported cases in India. Point number one is mein mere ko question ye puchna hai ki kya globally Shivangi, every country, does it have a standardized way of reporting sexual assault? For example, does when Sweden record sexual assault in its books, kya unki definition of sexual assault is just the same as India is? From what I understand, it's not. Unke bars bahut low hain. Wo kisi bhi cheez ko sexual assault gin lete hain. Aur hamare bars bahut high hain. तो रिपोर्टेज में एक डिफरेंस वो आता है. अंडर रिपोर्टेज मैंने पढ़ा है कि वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड में भी होती है. कोई ये एक रोजी पिक्चर लेके ना घूमे कि वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड में नहीं होती है, जो मैंने रिसर्च पढ़ी है. अंडर रिपोर्टेज इंडिया में भी होती है. मैं ये नहीं बोल रहा हूँ कि मतलब एवरीथिंग शिवांगी इसको कैसे करेगी. एवरीथिंग बॉइल्स डाउन टू कि वो क्या है, वो बिग बॉस की लाइन थी ना, थोड़ा कुत्ता कुत्ता साढ़ा कुत्ता टॉमी काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग. नहीं, मेरा देश बेटर, क्योंकि मेरा देश में स्टेटिस्टिकली स्वीडन के मुकाबले और अमेरिका के मुकाबले थोड़े रेप कम होते हैं. ये मेरे को है ना, ये पूरा इशू बहुत बॉदर क्यों करता है उनमें. ठीक है, चलो एक सोसाइटी, आई एम नॉट सेइंग सम सोसाइटीज माइट बी पर कैपिटा मोर अनसेफ देन लेट्स से इंडिया. इट्स इम्पॉसिबल. देर आर सोसाइटीज मोर अनसेफ देन इंडिया. इवन इन इंडिया देर आर सिटीज मोर अनसेफ. आई थिंक बॉम्बे इज फार सेफर देन दिल्ली फॉर एग्जाम्पल. एंड वी कैन आई मीन वुमेन हैव टोल्ड मी दैट. आई डोंट नीड जस्ट डेटा. यू जस्ट आस्क अ रैंडम वुमन, शी विल बी लाइक ना ना, बॉम्बे मच बेटर, दिल्ली सक्स, राइट? देर आर मेनी सच थिंग्स. बट how do we tackle this thing of false rape cases? Because I think it's only fair that I ask this question on a podcast about women's safety in India.
Okay. So first, to answer your difference in reporting and definition of sexual assault, I'm not really aware in terms of like Sweden because I've not done any work with her. But in terms of US ne CEDAW nahi sign kar rakha hai. It's very difficult to file a case in the US, right? And compared to India, I'd say like India mein jada aap easily file kar sakte ho. Issues har jagah same hi hai, that your barriers are going to remain the same. For example, the Brooke Turner ka case wahan pe, jahan pe the Stanford rape case, right? Kaise usko they let go of him because he was a bright student and she wrote a book about it, right? That isko to kuch hua hi nahi when he raped her. In Stanford. So what I'm trying to say is under-reporting is everywhere. जो आपका जो actual reporting है, जो दिखा रहा है, वो नहीं है. Because of what I explained to you, कि इतने barriers होते, तो कितनी महिलाएं जो हैं पहुंच रही हैं to report, कितनी महिलाएं पुलिस से ही वापस जा रही हैं, कितनी महिलाएं report ही नहीं कर रही हैं. तो बिल्कुल मतलब I will not trust what the reporting is anywhere. Reporting is always 10 times higher. No, I'm not making like a, I'm making a random number, but I'm just saying like it's higher. Because of the fact that itna jada barriers hain.
In my opinion, now, it's very hard to quantify how low or how high the underreporting is.
Correct,
it's very hard to quantify.
Correct. That's why I'm just making a random number, saying that it's very high. Other thing is that India ke laws bahut achhe in terms of how they define rape. Now after the Justice Verma go, who they're covering everything, which many countries might not be covering in that manner. Right? So you cannot have like in terms of what we try to do in terms of competing countries ka ये कि कितना सेक्सुअल असॉल्ट का कितना वो है, वो बहुत अलग हो जाता है बिकॉज हर सोसाइटी का अलग है, हर रिपोर्टिंग स्टैंडर्ड अलग है इन टर्म्स ऑफ हाउ वेल द सब बाहर. तो ये भी होता है दैट यू हैव लाइक you have spaces that are completely rape crisis center, right? Like, for example, you'll have in a Scotland rape crisis center in the UK, which you might not have in India. So har jagah ka bahut different hota hai, but because we're talking about India, I'm much more concerned because I'm living here, right? Like you were saying, like, I'm living here, I want to talk about yahan pe kya mujhe report karne mein kya issue hoga. Now, coming back to everyone's favorite topic, which is like false case rape, hai, bahut bahut bura ho raha hai aadmiyon ke saath. तो पहले तो मैं ये लेके जाती हूँ कि फॉल्स, पहले मैं फॉल्स केस के बारे में बात करती हूँ, फिर उसके बाद में फॉल्स रेप केसेस के बारे में बात करती हूँ, ठीक है? नाउ व्हाट हैपेंस, व्हाट कॉन्स्टिट्यूट्स अ फॉल्स केस? यूजली क्या होता है इन केसेस ऑफ 498A, उसको मैं एग्जांपल लेके एक्सप्लेन करती हूँ, फिर मैं रेप केस की तरफ जाती हूँ. 498A केसेस में क्या होता है, वो अक्विटल को मानते हैं फॉल्स केस. ये बोलते हैं कि भाई वो तो अक्विट हो गया, इसका मतलब उसको तो उसके अगेंस्ट कोई कन्विक्शन नहीं हुआ, इसका मतलब कि क्राइम वॉज नॉट कमिटेड. Right, that's how you articulate it and you explain this is a false case, which is incorrect because the acquittal usually happens because there are a lack of evidence, right? Now I explained evidence mein kitne sare barriers aare, lack of evidence. Dusra, inadequate investigation, unprepared or hostile witnesses, which is largely what happens here, right? Dusra hota hai ki when someone files a complaint, you have a charge sheeting that happens and then a trial takes place. Now we all know as practitioners that we are very aware that the ground reality of why evidence is insufficient is because sometimes wrong sections are applied, right? Incorrect name of witnesses are written or accused and wrong charge sheeting is done. Jiski wajah se itna sara reasons and problems related to documentation and evidence, aapko bahut mushkil ho jata hai ki jo mahila hai wo strong legal case file karta hai, right? Ab in intimate partner cases to ye hota hai ki unpe bahut pressure hota hai to maintain, like what do you say, ki wapis aaye, shaadi mein wapis aaye. Ab udhar main nahi jaati, wo agar kabhi koi hua main idhar aa jaati hu thoda. अब मैंने फॉल्स केसेस ऑफ रेप को ना थोड़ा लेमैन नॉलेज के हिसाब से, बिकॉज मैं यूजली ये सारे जो भी ट्विटर पे डिस्कशंस देखती हूँ या यूट्यूब पे देखती हूँ, मैंने उसको तीन चार में डिफ्रेंशिएट किया. पहला हो जाता है कि फॉल्स प्रॉमिस ऑफ मैरिज, जिसमें सबका भी बहुत कहते हैं ना छाती दर्द करती है सारे आदमियों की, कि भाई फॉल्स प्रॉमिस ऑफ मैरिज पे रेप केस कर दिया, रिलेशनशिप 12 साल से रिलेशनशिप में थी फिर भी उसने केस कर दिया और रेप केस कर दिया, रेप केस, ठीक है, ये एक हम जवाब देंगे. दूसरा हो गया जब केसेस आते हैं कि माइनर का केस हुआ, कि इलोपिंग थे, ये तो साथ में भागे थे, इनके ऊपर भी रेप केस कर दिया, ये तो रिलेशनशिप, करेक्ट? सो ये किडनैपिंग का केस हो गया, रेप केस हो गया, इलोप केस हो गया माइनर का. तीसरा हो गया जब अगेन स्ट्रेंजर रेप, नॉन स्ट्रेंजर रेप. नाउ व्हाट हैपेंस इज कि जब इंसान अब पहले जो फॉल्स प्रॉमिस ऑफ मैरिज और रिलेशनशिप इज गॉन बैड में क्या होता है कि हमें ये पता है कि जो महिलाएं हैं यहाँ, जब आप रिलेशनशिप में जाते हैं, वो भी एक इस पेट्रियार्कल सोशल ऑर्डर एंड इस आइडिया से निकल रही हैं कि भाई जब हम अग्री कर रहे हैं सेक्स करने के लिए, हमारा एंड गोल मैरिज है, राइट? वाई? बिकॉज दे आर ऑल्सो कंडीशन द सेम वे. उनको ये, उनको इसी बात का फियर है, या उनको इसी बात का वो है कि हम अगर कैजुअली सेक्स करेंगे तो हम तो गलत महिलाएं बुलाई जाएंगी, राइट? जब आप रिलेशनशिप में आ रहे हो या किसी के साथ आप जा रहे हो, आप ये सोच रहे हो कि नहीं, अब मेरी शादी होगी, सो द सेक्स इज बीइंग हैड अंडर द कैवियट दैट इट विल लीड टू मैरिज, राइट? सो व्हेन दैट मैरिज डज नॉट हैपन, राइट, और द फैक्ट दैट देयर इज अ फॉर्म ऑफ धोखा, और द फैक्ट दैट मैन ब्रेक्स ऑफ द मैरिज, और यहाँ पे इंडिया में जैसे.
बट आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन हियर, नॉट एवरी केस वुड बी वेयर, what if a man tells a woman that I'm not interested in marriage, I'm just interested in casual sex, then what?
Yeah. Then she doesn't file a case, no? Then she has
no, but what if then, see, the point is not that. The point is that we cannot dismiss that there are no false cases in India. I mean, I am very clear. I know many false cases happen. But my argument has always been that it's statistically insignificant when compared to the sexual assault that women face. That's all I'm saying. Both should be treated. The law should take its course. That's what I'm trying to say. But I want you to explain. Now, I just wanted to make this point very clear that it should not come off as if you are saying that there are zero false cases in India.
So I will stick to it to say that I don't believe there are false cases of rape.
Ah, kaise?
I stick to that because I'm in the same field. I understand. That's I'm explaining the context of it. Now, what is the context with which the case is being filed? If is it being filed under the case, under the caveat that mujhe shaadi karni thi,
that's not fair, Shivangi. You're assuming women can't lie. Women are human beings, they can lie too. Everybody can lie. Men, women, all, we're all fallible, right? Think about
See,
it.
of course, women
I
can
don't
dance.
expect you to agree with me. I expect you to
Oh, no.
have that point that women and men both are fallible.
See, women can lie. Right? It's like saying, kya women chor nahi ho sakti? Kya women deceive nahi kar sakti? Kya women lie nahi kar sakti? Bilkul kar sakti hai. But itna anecdotally or philosophically, main argument nahi de sakti ki nahi, shayad women lie kar sakti hai, nahi, koi main kisi case ko jaante ho, udhar karte ho. Nahi, wo statistically insignificant hai, right? But mujhe जब आप ग्राउंड पे जाते हैं आप किसी फॉल्स रेप केस को उठा के दिखाइए और बोलिए ये फॉल्स रेप है और इसमें एक्चुअली स्टोरी क्या है पीछे तो वो यूजली यही है कि फॉल्स प्रॉमिस ऑफ मैरिज लगाया है या इलोपिंग का केस है पेरेंट्स ने केस कर दिया है राइट या उस सेंस में और अगर कोई ये बात कर रहा है कि नहीं वो पैसे ले गए सेक्स कर दी थी और फिर ये हो रहा था हनी ट्रैपिंग हो रही है वो तो हनी ट्रैपिंग तो हर जगह हो रही है ना उसको तुम फॉल्स केस ऑफ रेप में क्या कहते हो वो हनी ट्रैपिंग है वो तो अलग क्रिमिनल एक्ट अलग चल रहा है उसको तुम बोल रहे हो कि नहीं फॉल्स केस होता है एंड इट्स ऑल्सो हाईली लाइक स्टूपिड टू देन किसी के डिसमिस करना कि किसी के साथ रेप हुआ है व्हिच इज सच अ सीरियस क्राइम टू से कि नहीं नहीं
नोबडी इज डिसमिसिंग दैट बट यू कैन
स्टिल आई एम नॉट सेइंग टू यू जस्ट जनरली
नो नो आई अंडरस्टैंड बट इवन अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल लिसन आई आई वुड अगेन वी माइट डिसएग्री ऑन दिस इन अ डिफरेंट वे व्हाइल आई आल्सो बिलीव दैट द मेन एंड आई सपोर्ट ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस दैट फाइट फॉर मेन आल्सो आई बिलीव ऐसा कुछ ही बिकॉज इन अ डेमोक्रेसी एवरीबडी डिजर्व्स जस्टिस माय सपोर्ट इज बेस्ड ऑन अ सिंपल फिलोसॉफिकल आर्ग्यूमेंट वेदर वन और वन मिलियन इन अ डेमोक्रेसी एवरीबडी डिजर्व्स जस्टिस अदरवाइज वी शुड सीज टू बी अ डेमोक्रेसी डेमोक्रेसी इज अबाउट जस्टिस फॉर एवरीवन इट डजंट मैटर मेन और वुमेन इट डजंट मैटर एंड वी कैन ऑलवेज हैव लॉज दैट आर टिल्टिंग टुवर्ड्स वुमेन which I am very fine with, honestly. I have always told you that I'm fine with laws that tilt towards women also. But it doesn't mean that we can't say, and it's fine. And I want you to keep saying that you don't agree with me because, you know, we're still friends. You and I are still friends and we remain friends. But I want to put my point across over here is, because नहीं तो तुझे बहुत ज़्यादा गालियाँ मिलेंगी अभी कमेंट्स में कम मिलेंगी
मिल जाए don't care इसमें क्या है good for them but see गाली giving is fine as long as you're engaging that's fine
oh trust me you think people have not engaged with you this is your third time on this podcast so फिर
people very well engaged I have one more point to which I actually forgot to send you that thing was that there's this study now I'll send you kis study thi mujhe yaad nahi aa raha jisme mein likh rakha tha ki it's more likely for you to be a man to be a victim of rape than to be falsely accused
okay
right and it's the whole diagram was that itne cases file hote hain itne accused hote hain itno ko acquit kiya jata hai aur usme se itne ek jo statistically insignificant hai jinke false cases of rape hote hain मैं डिबेट नहीं कर सकती ऑन एनेक्डोटल एविडेंस और फॉर द फैक्ट दैट नहीं फॉल्स केसेस हो रहे हैं बिकॉज मुझे पता है कि वो केस की डिटेल क्या है एंड उस केस में एक्चुअली क्या हो रहा है वो बहुत अलग होता है वर्सेस लाइक वेरी सिंपलिस्टिकली आर्ग्यूइंग दैट नहीं है तो फॉल्स है राइट नॉट टू गो बैक टू द काइंड ऑफ डिविजन्स दैट आई डिड इन टर्म्स ऑफ एक है ऑफ कोर्स द फॉल्स प्रॉमिस ऑफ मैरिज जो ज्यादा डिस्कस होता है राइट सेकंड इज अभी हमें वो टिंडर पे मिली और उसने मेरे से पैसे ले लिए हनी ट्रैपिंग का केस हो गया वो राइट तो ये दो केसेस आपके यूजली हो गए अब इसमें भी दो ग्रुप होते हैं आपका एक हो गया जिसमें विच इज दैट स्टडी आई वाज सेइंग वाज जब इलोपमेंट होती है बिटवीन माइनर्स राइट एंड उसमें क्या होता है जब वो भाग जाते हैं एंड उनके माइनर्स होते हैं तो उनके ऊपर लड़कों के ऊपर केस फाइल होता है ऑफ रेप राइट एंड वो कौन फाइल करता है उनके पेरेंट्स फाइल करते हैं लड़की के पेरेंट्स की ये भाग के उन्होंने शादी की विच इज अगेन अ रिएक्शन टू लेट्स से इंटरकास्ट मैरिजेस और inter-religion marriages or for that matter same gotra marriages I'm speaking from the research that was done in Lucknow in an ethnography in the court which said that ki ye unke generic sare cases the right now isme do ye cases chal jate hain ab isme in the movement of women's movement or generally people who are practitioners and researchers usme do group divided hai ek group kehta hai ki bhai please reduce the age of consent so that jo young adults abhi reality mein jaldi are having sex so therefore they are not then criminalized for doing something that's natural which is adolescent having sex right one group says that POCSO ke aap usko 16 kar do 18 mat rehne do dusra ye kehta hai ki nahi aap 18 hi rehne do kyunki jisse exploitation avoid ho to ye do division hain dono ke beech mein abhi bhi pura wo chalta hai so this is the reality behind the whole cases of where elopement and kidnapping goes now isme ek aur cheez important hai which is because we're wanting to make it into a more solution based idea is that you empower both men and women, right? So you have sex education in school, sex education. Otherwise, make it a more open society where you know your rights and to know how to keep yourself safe, be how to practice safe sex and know what is consent, right? For the man and woman so that you avoid. Now, people are like, मैं तो sex करूंगा, मेरे ऊपर तो rape case हो जाएगा. ऐसा नहीं है. अगर आपको पता है consent क्या है, आपको पता है safe practice कैसे करते हैं sex की, तो वो आपके साथ rape case नहीं लगेगा. मतलब अगर आपका वही बिगेस्ट फियर, और अगर आपको लग रहा है मेरे ऊपर लग जाएगा, प्लीज डोंट हैव सेक्स. अगर आपको लगता है एवरी टाइम यू हैव सेक्स यू कैन रेप समवन,
राइट? सेलिबेसी इज अ ग्रेट आईडिया. ऑल रिलीजियस गुरुज बिलीव इन सेलिबेसी. सारे रिलीजियस लोग सेलिबेट बन जाओ, हम एथीस करेंगे Correct. काम
पूरा. हम सेक्स कर लेंगे तुम्हारे, तुम चले जाओ तो कल. एनीहाउ, सो नाउ जस्ट टू आल्सो अंडरस्टैंड कि क्या मतलब, मैं डिसमिस नहीं कर रही सबका वो, बट कि अंडरस्टैंड करना रेप कल्चर क्या होता है, इसमें ये समझना सोल्यूशन कि भाई आदमी घबरा जाए. मैंने
बोला भी हम क्या करते हैं. पुट दैट चार्ट अप दैट यू शेयर्ड विद मी. ओके, आई विल पुट इट अप एंड इट विल बी द फुल स्क्रीन. सो
हां श्योर, आई विल गिव इट.
या ओके, सो आई विल जस्ट पुट इट ऑन द फुल स्क्रीन. सो गो अहेड, यू कैन सी एंड यू कैन स्पीक.
या ओके, सो इसमें बेसिकली व्हाई आई send this to him and I wanted to talk about was ki log kehte hain rape, main to rape nahi kar raha hu, matlab I'm not doing the assault and everything, but rape culture ko samajhna zaruri hai ki kya hai, kyun bolte rehta hai ye word hamesha jo practitioners and feminist hote hain ki kya. So basically it's a way where various types of sexual violence are normalized in our society, right? And victim and survivors continue to blame. Ab sabse niche if you look at the triangle, this is the normalization. For example, sexist attitude, mahila ye nahi kar sakti hai, mahila wo nahi kar sakti hai. Rape jokes over, right? Like cracking rape jokes at someone. Locker room banter again, like you sigma male in the house, etc., etc. And then like, you know, making fun of women or how they're dressed, their catcalling, doing unwanted non-sexual touch, right, to them, stalking them, or like asking for or sending unsolicited nude pics, sending your cock ka photo because you feel like, oh, ab kya hoga? So what if I've sent it, right? Flashing and exposing, showing off.
These are all the bobs and vagina club members.
Correct. सारे वो वाले. And जो मतलब वो कहते हैं ना, अभी जैसे इसकी यूट्यूबर की उस यूट्यूबर से लड़ाई हो गई, ये हो गया, and then suddenly something very misogynist will come, and then everyone's wearing like those chashma male, oh yeah, it's a sigma male, and then some caste-based song will play behind it. This is all part of rape culture where you're trying to be like, अरे हाँ, all of this is acceptable, right? ग्रोपिंग हो गया, मतलब किसी को पकड़ना, नॉन कंसेंशुअल फोटो या वीडियो उनका बनाना या उसको ऑनलाइन अब्यूज की तरह शेयर करना हर जगह. रिवेंज पॉर्न, जहाँ पे आप किसी को डेट कर रहे हैं, आपने किसी के साथ कंसेंट में उसके कंसेंट के साथ तब वीडियो बनाई या कोई फोटो खींची इन अ सेक्सुअल एक्ट, एंड देन यू सेंड इट अक्रॉस बिकॉज यू फील लाइक अब इसने मुझे छोड़ दिया तो अब मैं सिग्मा मेल बन के धोखा दे के, दैट इज कॉल्ड रिवेंज पॉर्न. दैट्स ऑल्सो नॉर्मलाइजिंग रेप कल्चर, राइट? देन सेफ वर्ड वायलेशन, तो अभी they coercion and manipulation, right? So for example, when you're manipulating someone, which I wanted to again share, was sex itna simple nahi hota society mein, right? To have sex usme kya hoga, where if a woman is told that, you know, or a young girls usually will happen where you have this very older men dating girls from school in the college, or dating girls from school will be like, oh hey, tum kya mujhe trust nahi karti kya, mere sath tum sex kar sakti ho kya, tumhe lagta hai ki main tumhe chhod dunga kya. So like manipulating the person or giving them passive aggressive behavior when they are refusing to have sex with you as a young person, or like ye usually wahi hota hai jahan pe thoda naive hoti hain ladkiyan, usko manipulate karna in order to have sex with them will still be called as rape, using threats like ki tumse ki agar tumne nahi kiya main tumhare ghar aa jaunga. Jo main jab apne college mein jaake undergrad mein maine online abuse pe wo safe, you know, I gave a lecture on it in Gargi College, University of Delhi, and wahan pe ladkiyon ne bola tha that, you know, my boyfriend came and he was like, open the door, I'll tell your father you had sex with me. So also using that kind of threatening messages with them when women have sex with you, so to get your way, or if she decides not to date you, is again part of the same rape culture that all of you talk part about, victim blaming and shaming. The same way if you're belonging, let's say, from a particular political organization and किसी ने कोई बात तुम्हारी मानी नहीं जो तुम्हें लग रहा है कि ये सही है, यही आइडिया, then you use you blame them or you shame them in order to tell them कि नहीं यही सच है, right? Now another is contraceptive sabotage. So for example, very common is stealthing. क्या होता है कि while you're having sex you're using a condom, but midway without telling the person you remove the condom, right? And then you continue having sex. That's called rape and that's called stealthing. Yes, it's very common. Or for example, very sigma male response is that, oh, you know, oh, my cock is too big, I can't wear a condom, right? Or for them to say that, I don't feel comfortable using a condom.
People say stuff.
Yes. Very much so. That, correct. So this is all part of degradation, or like you're not using contraceptions and putting the woman's body through violence. And then you have the molestation, or then you have the drugging where date rape cases where you put a date rape so that the person gets very high and then you can continue to rape them. Or in that matter, another trick that I've seen is that, making a woman very high, giving her multiple drinks that will not join with each other, and then being like, oh, you were too high, and then going ahead and raping the person. You can remove this.
All right. So we'll take this off now. Now that this slide has sufficiently triggered another lot of men, I was so happy when you shared this slide. I was like, "Kitna maza aayega mere ko is slide share karke? Itne log dukhe ho jayenge isko dekke." Matlab, every time I just like the comment section will be full. Raha, main to ladkiyon se baat hi nahi karna. Toh, bhai, tujhe kaun force kar raha hai baat karne ko? Na karna. नहीं कर मैं तो बहुत कम बात करता हूँ. मैं तो मर्द और औरत दोनों से ही बहुत कम बात करता हूँ. मेरा तो व्हाट्सएप स्टेटस ही मैनकाइंड इज मीडियोकर है. मैं तो ज्यादा लोगों से बात करता ही नहीं हूँ. एंड यू नो इट्स ऑड दैट अ पर्सन लाइक मी हु हैज लिव्ड हिज लाइफ एंड आई एम तो इन अ यू नो पब्लिक स्पेस लाइक मेरे को तो रैंडम लोग पहचान भी लेते हैं. मैं तो कभी सोचता भी नहीं हूँ इस चीजों के बारे में. मतलब मेरे को कभी कोई दिक्कत नहीं हुई है. मैं लोगों को मिलता हूँ, मैं लोगों से बात करता हूँ. और अभी कोई मेरे को बोलेगा भाई तुम्हारी शादी हो गई, तो शादी हो गई तो क्या हो गया? मैं लोगों को मिलता नहीं हूँ क्या? शादी हो गई है तुम्हारी भाई शादी. इट्स जस्ट दैट. बट आई डोंट वांट टू मेक टुडेज पॉडकास्ट अबाउट यू नो सी अब क्या होगा मालूम है? समबडी विल टेक अ क्लिप ऑफ दैट पर्टिकुलर सेक्शन वेयर आई डोंट ट्रस्ट एनी फॉल्स केसेस और सब तुम्हारे पीछे पड़ेंगे. आई डोंट वॉन्ट दैट टू हैपन. आई वॉन्ट at least some time being spent on actual proper solutions. Iske liye maine tujhe bola tha ki I don't want any podcast. See, the one thing I take a lot of pride in is I will talk about any topic that I feel strongly about. Women's safety is something that, this is not the first time I'm doing it. We did it 8 months ago when a bunch of you women had come together and spoken. Uske pehle bhi I've had, we did that podcast on misogyny in Punjabi music where you and Sumati had come and we had done. So I'm going to do this again and again. I even don't agree with many feminist arguments, which you and I debate all the time on WhatsApp. But I still will always support you because I believe you come from a very honest space and I will always support your right, even when I disagree with you in so many things. But the point is, I still believe in solutions, Shivangi. So give me solutions. How do we make this society better? Let's talk solutions now.
Okay. So the solution part of it will be divided in like three spaces. Okay. One will be like, what happens if someone discloses to you that something like this has happened to them? What can you do as a friend? Then another part of it will be, how do you keep yourself safe for largely women? And the third part of it will be, what are the solutions at the individual, interpersonal, and the community level? Now, first of all, coming back to what do we do if someone has shared this part of the psychological first aid from like a professional social worker point of view, but what happens if a friend discloses to you? Now, first of all, you should always be sympathetic to them. Don't say that, if it's something in a common circle where you know the abuser, where you know someone who has done that, accused, please don't say that, oh, wo to kabhi aise kar nahi sakta, he's very nice to me. For both women and men, ki wo aisa nahi hai. First thing what you need to do is believe the survivor, because it takes, like I explained to you, it takes a lot of guts to come out and then share something that, such as violence or sexual violence. Second is, help them seek medical attention immediately if it is something that's happened recently. For example, to do the medical test so that she is in a safe space and there is some form of evidence in case she wants to use it later for her benefit. Tisa has to comfort them, take care, let them know that it's not their fault, right? And also a very common thing that happens if someone shares something with them is that, control your own emotions. Respect the fact that she chooses to, let's say, not file a case, right? Or chooses to file a case. You cannot get angry and say, I will talk to them personally and spoil that relationship in that sense where she feels that she is feeling unsafe. And the last thing is, always make sure that you're recommending them some form of counsel. Now, something that I did with this organization in Sudan that we were talking about safety वहां पे, is that we talked about which they had clearly one second, just give me a second. Yeah, so they had talked to me about what do we do in terms of like bystander intervention. So at the individual level, first I'll explain what is a what is bystander intervention and you can do at that level. Now the first thing is that you need to also understand that you're working towards to build a community that does not allow sexual violence, right? And so you are going to intervene in both ways. Now to understand what happens in bystander effect is that there are two reasons why people don't do that kind of intervention. If, and this is usually in public spaces where there's some form of violence or some form of sexual violence or sexual harassment, catcalling happening on the road or in a party, etc., is that they've one, they feel like diffusion of responsibility, right? Where you feel that, I'm not going to intervene. And those are social influence hota hai, jiske against ho raha hota hai, they feel like we can't speak up to them, which is why it is very difficult and makes it very hard for them to not intervene. Because of the power dynamic, because you're fearful, etc. So usme kya hota hai, in usually ways to intervene mein, just to quickly tell you, is that you use the 4 Ds approach, which is the direct, distract, delegate, and delay, right? And in usually usme ye hota hai ki agar aapke around, this can be used in cases of violence or anything like that, is that you speak directly to the person causing this thing. For example, if you see someone's waiting for the bus and someone's talking that person, right? And the woman is getting very uncomfortable and it's like, मैं क्या करूं, मतलब यू कैन सेंस दैट दैट पर्सन इज फॉलोइंग हर, यू कैन सेंस मेकिंग हर अनकंफर्टेबल इन द मेट्रो इन द कार एक्सेट्रा. व्हाट यू कैन डू इज यू कैन स्पीक डायरेक्टली टू द पर्सन कॉजिंग द हार्म टू हर, कि क्या हो गया. यू कैन आस्क देम कि दैट इज वेरी डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल, प्लीज स्टॉप, राइट? सो दैट्स इन डायरेक्ट एक्शन दैट यू आर डूइंग. यू कैन इन दिस केस ऑल्सो कंसिडर योर सेफ्टी, कहीं ना हो दैट यू इंटरवीन एंड यू गेट इन टू ट्रबल इन टर्म्स ऑफ लाइक गेट इन टू वायलेंट इंटरेक्शन. ऑल्सो नेवर एंगेज इन अ डायलॉग और अ डिबेट विद द पर्सन कि जो आप कर रहे हैं वो गलत है. Just have very direct, limited statement to say, leave them alone. That is inappropriate, right? You're not trying to change them there or have any form of interaction with them. You're trying to say that this is direct and this is how you stop this and this is wrong what you're doing. Can be used in any space. Another is a distraction technique, which is that you're feeling like, let's say there's a group of men in Scorpio in North India, hyper-masculine, blasting Punjabi music, speaking of violence, and they are trying to follow someone in a bar there, they've come out and they're following someone. Now in this place you are also not in a space to intervene in that manner. What you can do is you can create a distraction in this space, right? You can try talking to the person or the lady in question, like pretend to be their friend, so that take them to a safe space so that they feel like they also, if they're alone, to let the other party know, which is the accused, that this person is not alone. You can do that as a gentleman act. Another thing is where there is violence between a couple, right, where you find someone beating the person or holding their hand, and what you can do is you can, there's an example that we usually do, spill a drink, like distract the audience so that the person knows that the woman is not alone and that people are watching when you're doing this violent act, right? And focus on the woman or the person experiencing the harm. Don't talk directly to them about what's happening, but talk something unrelated, right? For example, what I do is if I feel I'm in a club, in a party, or I feel like the woman is getting uncomfortable or something, I'll go to her and be like, oh, I love your dress. Oh, can you tell me where the bathroom is, right? So taking the person away from that situation where you do not come as threatening to the abuser is an interesting way, and then making sure, are you okay, right? And other example is, in cases of violence, like start directly talking to the car, like ask the person to come to the bathroom with you. Exactly, can you show me where the bathroom is? This can also be used in spaces like when we go into the bar, which I feel like some form of training can be done to the bartenders or for like individuals like in the bar, like the bouncer, etc., too, which very well they do in a very, not in a structured way where, they try to protect the person in place. Another is delegate, right? You can find someone who can intervene for you, right? A friend, a co-worker, like in cases of, something has happened, you can inform a senior. Another is that you can speak up and step in. You can, in case of like, it goes into an extreme case, you can always call the police, right? You can say, mere saamne ye ho raha hai, na hamare saath ye ho raha hai, hum ye, yahan pe ye hua hai, aap please aaiye. Right, so you can call 100112, and delay a tactic hoti hai, the last one, which is like koi event ho gaya, you check in with the person who's involved. Like aapke samne kisi ne kisko chheda hai, kisi bahut hi zyada badtameezi ho gayi hai, so you can always do that gentleman act where you can come there and be like, are you okay, can I accompany you, do you need anything, can I drop you home, like in terms of like, don't make them uncomfortable, like can I book the cab for you, or can we like take you to a safe space, do you have someone you can call, right? And this is very similar in situations where you see someone is, And I when I was in the US, I was doing this training in the sexual harassment, I think, which is part of the university, which they said that, you know, suddenly in a party, if you feel that someone's come in and they become very high and you see a person taking them to a corner, you should often intervene to see what happened, because that's usually a case of date rape, right? Like where someone mixed the drink or someone had too much to drink. As a woman, as a trusted friend, etc., you can sit with the person and not let someone take them somewhere, because usually in such cases, what happens, a man will get up who's eyed the victim and be like, I'll drop her home, right? Don't worry, I am her friend. I will go ahead with her. But you have to understand that and observe what's actually happening there. Another is, even if you can't intervene, you can always make a difference to talk to, say, I'm sorry, what happened to you, and offer them help in terms of, you know, I'll help you report it, etc. Now, now again, to action level pe hum kya kar sakte hain, hum kya kare solution based pe. Now, individual, like I said, bystander training, jo maine aap logo ki bahut jaldi se ki ki aap ye kar sakte ho. Dusra ho sakta, educate yourself on violence that's happening or the support services that are there, like you did with this podcast, is educating, share it more, learn more about what is. Another is not partaking in the rape culture, like I talked to you about, the violent misogyny, and often believing the survivors that people partake on unknowingly in their online spaces. Kisi ne naaste put lagai randi, right? Now you think me calling someone a randi is fine. Maine kya kiya, maine thoda rape kiya. But you are increasing that violence against her, right? So you're saying that, you know, the barrier to doing that violence on online is very easy, but that can lead to physical harm, where 10 people can call her randi and then tomorrow she might not feel safe in her surrounding if someone finds out where she lives, right? So that, again, stopping to where doing that gali galoching on any form of social media to be like, haha, maine toh ye keh diya, it doesn't really do anything. Don't do that. And I'm not going to come here with an argument, cha apni mummy behen ko dekho. I never use that argument. I say, be a responsible citizen of this country if you feel like, oh, we want to make the Indian dream, and stop doing that at the very first space, which is making any space uncomfortable for them, right? By your acts, by what you're saying, where someone feels that, you know, they trust you as a friend, but you've just shown them that you're a man by cracking such jokes, right? Another is being very non-judgmental to people, right? Even if they're wearing whatever they're wearing, even if they're dating 10 people at the same time, or they're sleeping around, or they're drinking, or they're not something that you think or you've been taught in your family, in your religion, or in your idea of whatever school or wherever your social location is, that this is what a good woman, you have no right to judge someone else, to say them, that, you know, say to them that, are tum, you're a bad person, or not a bad person, but tum to, no, you're a slut in that way. So stop doing that at the individual level. Another is maintain confidentiality, which I feel like nahi ho pata is desh bilkul bhi. Aapko koi baat pata chale kisi ke baare mein, right? A case of rape has happened, or a sexual violence has happened, sexual harassment has happened, any form of thing has happened. You go and use it as gossip. Arey, uske ghar mein ye hua, uske saath ye hua. Don't do that. Respect the survivor because of what and all they go through, right? So this is what you can do at the individual level. Now at the interpersonal level, like I explained, you can check in with friends, you can, you know, parents can educate their child, the schools can take responsibility of, you know, having support services at school level, and explaining and having training for kids and adults about, you know, violence against women and crime against women, and how you can protect women, and how you can, you know, create safer spaces for them. At the community level is where the larger level is, that of course creating policies that are against violence against women, creating more support resources, and also having support services available. Now, isme sabse bada question hota, we talk about, oh no, ye hona chahiye. Yahan pe problem kya ho raha hai? Main ye problem us sense bata rahi hu from a very personal space, where I have been doing training with the Delhi police, and I've been going around and doing all these services from my space. Is that I believe that there is a lack of funding for these services. Why there is, like I told you, there's a fund lying around, not being used, right? So now another thing is like what happened in Nirbhaya Fund, or like what happened when I saw, was that one of the services that started here, police workers were trained. There were constant trainings that happened. So it's not like it's not happening. But eventually that program got stopped. And the people who were trained, who were social workers to be placed in the police system, were then went in different spaces because the program ceases to exist. And now another program is in place, which is a replication of the previous one. And people are again retraining the police system. So what the issue here is funding. Now, that could be PPP, public-private partnership. Can you get private spaces to fund these spaces to say that, you know, as a country, it is our priority. And if, for example, the Prime Minister is saying, we want people to come here, have their marriages here, we want more people to come, and this is how it'll help the economy, etc. First thing that you need to do, or for example, like a UP CM Yogi Adityanath saying, "Oh no, I want women to come out and work," right? Like, I don't know if he's like literally, you know, labor force participation increase hona chahiye. Wo kyun nahi ho raha? Because women are not feeling safe, right? Mobility issue hai. Parents do not trust their children to go out, their girl child to go out. तो उसमें अगर हम प्रायोरिटी बनाएंगे एज अ कंट्री एंड एज अ स्पेस में भी से दैट आवर प्रायोरिटी इज दैट क्राइम अगेंस्ट वुमेन नहीं होना चाहिए, वी गोना मेक द स्पेस प्लेस सेफ, देन यू नीड टू हैव मोर फंडिंग गिवन टू देम, राइट? वंस यू हैव मोर फंडिंग, यू आर गोइंग टू वांट टू, एंड दैट इज पर्सनली आई स्पीक एज अ प्रोफेशनल सोशल वर्क, इज असाइन सोशल वर्कर्स इन स्पेसेस ऑफ लेट्स से अ स्कूल, लेट्स से यूनिवर्सिटी, लेट्स से पुलिस सिस्टम, राइट? वेयर इन और अ लीगल सिस्टम, व्हिच इज व्हाट दैट यू आर हैंड होल्डिंग द सर्वाइवर टू द फेस ऑफ the moment they're trying to file a case or something has happened to them. Do you have helplines where they can call and they can talk about this has happened to me? And I'm not saying coming from a space of mental health, because wo bahut zyada buzzword ho, like mental health services though, counseling services though, main us sense nahi ja rahi. Main keh rahi hu social worker ko assign karo jo professionally trained hai, jinka kaam hai to then help you understand ki okay, this has happened to you, this is how you approach the services, because which is what the service I like informally give, right? Like where do this, go here, do this, file it like this, write this document like that, say this, say that. This is what needs to be done. So there needs to be some form of where you, you know, nationalize social worker, which is one of the bill that kind of stopped, where you assign them spaces where that help is given. Another is then constantly train the police and legal system. So that does not mean that naya sab naye head aaye hain, to unke chakkar mein naya abhi सबको दिखाने के लिए ट्रेनिंग होगी, वो नहीं, बट एक्चुअल कॉन्स्टेंट ट्रेनिंग, सो दैट हम भी जब ट्रेनिंग करें तो हमें पता हो वेयर डिड द पर्सन स्टार्ट इन द एंड एंड वेयर हैव दे रीच्ड इन दैट प्री एंड पोस्ट ट्रेनिंग, एंड व्हेन वी डू इट कंटीन्यूअसली, सो दे कैन ऑल्सो बी अ स्पेस वेयर वी फील लाइक वुमेन फील दैट दे आर मोर वेलकम्ड इन फॉर्मल सर्विसेज व्हेन दे वांट टू फाइल कंप्लेंट, राइट? अनदर इज इन द फॉर्मल एंड इनफॉर्मल सपोर्ट सिस्टम, also providing the kind of shelter services, right? Medical services, like for example you have Sehat in Mumbai that's placed in a hospital that, you know, that helps women when they're coming and filing cases. So having those services wherein and coming all of that in one place where the woman knows, oh, something will happen, I can go to place X, right? For all the services, which they're trying to do but not successfully, right? And also to remember, which just the last thing I want to say is this is how you help, but why one of the study that had happened with health impact in Sehat was that they talked about that it's not only that you have a lack of support system from formal institution, abhi jab a survivor jati hai to uske paas bahut sare expenses bhi hote hain jab wo matlab counseling services le ja rahi hai, who's going to pay for that, and something that state is not paying for it, right? And they had explained how in one case a survivor spent around 60,000 rupees for a surgery that was required after the assault. And while they are saying that survivors are entitled to get free medical treatment from both public and private health facility, it is still not a reality for any one of them, right? So in that sense, you also have where members are ending up making repeated visits to the institution, right? Because now you filed a case, you need to go to the court, to the police, and you are losing daily wages and jobs, and because you're frequently absent in the workplace, right? Because you have to go visit them. Also to understand, let's say something has happened, are you creating a safe space in your place where as a boss someone can come up to you and say that, you know, this has happened to me and I will be absent? You know, corporate space, can you be absent stating that, you know, you've gone through a severe sexual assault, right? Without any judgment and confidentiality maintained. So these are the generic solutions you can have.
Good. Now I'm going to ask you some audience questions. This is going to be so much fun. You've triggered people enough.
Okay,
I am so proud of you that itne logon ko tumne trigger kiya. What I wanted from this, like that internal sadistic pleasure that I wanted, I have received. Tu mujhe bol rahi thi, kaun sunta hai? Maine bola, dekh. I told you one thing that I have cultivated. YouTube in India, at least in the political space, is a sausage fest. 5% से ज्यादा मर्द औरतें नहीं सुनती हैं नॉर्मल यूट्यूब चैनल्स को. आई हैड टोल्ड यू आई हैव एन एक्टिव लिसनर बेस ऑफ एटलीस्ट 12% वुमेन. मुझे औरतें सुनती हैं. आई हैव अ जायंट वुमेन लिसनर बेस फॉर यूजुअल यूट्यूब स्टैंडर्ड्स. मेरा लिसनर बेस बहुत ज्यादा है, बट दिस वॉज सो मच फन. सो you had answered, but people still, okay, so I'm putting it on the screen also. Vishnu Tiwari is one such case where the law was misused and the man spent 20 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit. Shouldn't false rape case also be punished similarly, as it destroys a man's reputation and career permanently? इसके लिए मैं बोल रहा हूँ, सी इफ यू वॉन्ट मोर एलाइज, एंड दिस इज माय ओनली सजेशन टू यू एज समवन हु इज ऑलरेडी योर एलाई एंड समवन हु इज योर फ्रेंड, ऑलवेज बी एम्पैथेटिक टू इवन इफ इट इज वन बैड केस. द आइडिया इज बिकॉज वेन यू हैव एम्पैथी फॉर वन बैड केस इवन इफ इट इज एट अ स्ट्रेटेजिक लेवल शिवांगी, इट लीड्स यू टू सॉल्व 1000 केसेस विच यू वॉन्ट टू गेट सॉल्व. So always remember, first of all, it's ethically the right thing to do to have empathy for many such cases. I certainly, Shivangi, I know some cases where it has happened. And I have helped those men. Listen, how many times have I, you know, have I helped women in filing FIRs and many other things? Main tujhe kitni baar poochta hu ki kya karna hai, kaise karna hai, ye karna hai, wo karna hai. I have done this, but I've also helped men. I know. Okay, in our last podcast, let me tell you. जब मैंने आई हैड रीच्ड आउट टू विमेन टू टेल मी देयर स्टोरीज, एवरी सिंगल स्टोरी इज कॉन्फिडेंशियल. डू यू नो देयर वर मेन हु मेल्ड मी, हु गे मेन, याद है मैंने तुझे बोला था, गे मेन मेल्ड मी एंड टोल्ड मी, भैया हमारा क्या, हमारा तो कुछ नहीं होता, हम तो एक सुपरा माइनॉरिटी में एक माइनॉरिटी है, हमारा रेप होता है. भैया मेरा रेप कर दिया किसी ने, एक यंग बच्चे ने मेरे को मेल किया था और मेरे को इतना बुरा लगा कि भैया मैं बात भी नहीं कर सकता हूं इसके बारे में, वो आदमी ने मेरा रेप कर दिया और मैं उसके वहां ट्यूशन के लिए जाता था, वो आदमी ने इस आदमी का रेप कर दिया. तो ये भी है, मगर अगेन क्वेश्चन वही है, व्हाट इफ समबडी फॉल्सी क्लेम्स रेप शिवांगी, व्हाट डू वी डू देन, हाउ डू वी डिसइंसेंटिवाइज दैट?
सो दो पार्ट में आंसर करूंगी. पहला वाला है, जब मैं ये बोल रही थी कि मुझे फॉल्स केसेस में वो नहीं होता, मेरा मतलब ये था जब कोई मुझे आके बोलता है कि मैं आदमी हूँ और मेरे को लड़की ने रेप कर दिया, राइट, उसमें मुझे थोड़ा सा लाइक द पेनिट्रेशन एस्पेक्ट ऑफ इट, उसमें मेरा थोड़ा कंफ्यूजन होता है. हेट्रोसेक्सुअल मैन बीइंग रेप्ड बाय अदर मैन एज अ चाइल्ड, राइट, पॉक्सो केसेस क्या, क्राइम अगेंस्ट चिल्ड्रन, यंग बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स, gay men being raped by their partner, LGBTQ community being raped, all of that I obviously will not call false rape. So not for someone to misunderstand that. All right, now the first part was ki kya kare agar kisi ka lost, mujhe case ke baare mein detail nahi pata, to I can't go in detail into that, but the reason why koi aap kisi ko agar aap case karo aur aap prove na kar pao unke against, वापस नहीं केस कर सकते हो कि आई हैड लॉस ऑफ रेपुटेशन, यूजली क्यों, मतलब आप डेफमेशन कर सकते हो बट लाइक वो क्यों नहीं करते, इज बिकॉज इट डेटर्स वुमेन टू देन अप्लाई फाइल फॉर केसेस, राइट, कि मतलब मेरे ऊपर ही कहीं ना हो जाए, एंड बिकॉज मैन होल्ड मैक्सिमम रिसोर्सेज एंड सोशल कैपिटल इन अ पेट्रियार्कल सोसाइटी, देन इट विल वुमेन विल बी मोर एट द रिसीविंग एंड ऑफ वायलेंस वंस दे एक्चुअली कम आउट एंड फाइल अ कंप्लेंट और अ रेप केस और एनी काइंड ऑफ केस, बिकॉज देन दे विल बी पुट अंडर एक्सट्रीम स्क्रूटनी एंड have like a case filed against them, right? तो वो और deterrent हो जाता है, इस वजह से वो नहीं होता है. And दूसरा क्या था, what to do if you're falsely claimed of rape?
Yeah, तो don't you think there should be a punishment for that? Because why? There should be. Defamation होती है
फिर तो मैं
किसी, अरे there has to be a deterrent to file a false rape case. कैसे नहीं होना चाहिए यार? नहीं तो defamation भी नहीं होना चाहिए. Defamation भी नहीं, मत करना फिर.
कौन डिसाइड कर रहा है फॉल्स के रेप है, वो
लॉ
का तो मैंने हालत बता दी ना, जज ही जब बोल रहा है कि वो रैविश हो गई थी और डेथलेस शेम मिल गया है, तो वो हो गया, तो वो लॉ,
इफ यू कम टू मी एंड से कुशल ये यूज करके औरतों को और हरास किया जाएगा, आई हैव एन एम्पैथेटिक ईयर टू दैट, आई नो व्हाट यू आर ट्राइंग टू से, तेरी प्रॉब्लम है कि तू वो बोल नहीं रही है जो तू बोलना चाहती है, मुझे बोलना पड़ता है क्योंकि मैं तुझे समझता हूँ एज अ फ्रेंड. तू ये कह रही है कि अगर ये ऐसे केस हुए फिर वही होगा कि और औरतें बुली होंगी कि ये फॉल्स रेप केस में मैं तेरे ऊपर केस फाइल करूंगा, मगर शिवांगी यू समवेयर डाउन द लाइन इन इंडिया वी हैव टू स्टार्ट एक्सेप्टिंग दिस रियलिटी दैट अर्बन एंड रूरल सेंसिबिलिटीज आर नाउ एट अ वेरी डिफरेंट स्टेज. I am not saying urban India is a paradise, but urban India mein women's safety ko lekar awareness is a way more than rural India. Aur ab usme ek certain tabka hai. I know it for a fact. There are cases, these are documented. We just cannot deny reality that there are certain women who literally prey on men now. They are a very small, statistically insignificant micro minority, But we cannot say that those men don't deserve justice. Every man, every citizen deserves justice. ये हम कह ही नहीं सकते कि they have no वो है. But I understand where you're coming from. मगर strategically you'll have to change your stance. This is a friendly nasihat to you.
No, but like I see people become very extreme in their response when it comes to, let's say, like a very Hindutva ideology. I don't say to them, don't be, be strategic, get leftist on your side also. So it's okay. I can be this way. But just to jokes aside, what I want to say is that if a person is innocent, right, man, right,
and it's not about Hindutva. I'm more liberal than you. I am way more liberal than you. You know that. You can't beat me in the liberal scale. I am way more liberal than you. But I'm telling you, it makes no sense. It makes no sense because if you're all about justice is about individualism. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I care if you're an individual. To kal ko kya hoga? Murder karenge to bolenge nahi, ye oppressed class se hai, iska murder kam. You know what this sounds like? I'll give you an example. This sounds like the Manusmriti. This sounds like what you're saying sounds like the Manusmriti. You guys are writing a new age Manusmriti. Don't take this negatively. I say this as your ally. This sounds like the Manusmriti, where no matter what happens,
frame it in a sentence so that I know what this is that I'm defending.
This group mindset that I am team woman, I am team man. No, I am team human beings, and I am sympathetic to the idea of flow women laws, but when you start, when legality becomes through the lens of groups without having the individual in mind, you get Manusmriti, which says, no matter what, the Brahmin doesn't get a death sentence. Yeah, it does. That's the problem. And this is the same mindset, which I'm telling you. Ye mindset ki problem hai. And ye mindset jab tak hamare discourse mein change nahi hoga. And it exists in every single religious text. Where there is the heathen and the believer, and the heathen's punishment is same or way more than the believer. Same crime in papal law under Christianity, same crime under Sharia, under Islamic law. The believer gets a lesser sentence, the disbeliever gets a bigger sentence. These are the things that are happening in modern or postmodern feminist discourse, which they don't understand. You know what they're doing? They're bringing religion back. And a person like me who hates religion, I'm like, oh, yaar, enna ladya si, fair le aaye tu si. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like religion. You will not agree with me because right now you're like, ye kya bakwas kar raha hai? Isko mere ko goli marne ka man kar raha hai. But I'm saying this is so that you try and understand what I'm saying. Because at least itna to maan le, religion mujhse zyada kisi ne nahi padha.
For sure.
Religion, but now I'll ask you another question. Are there common psychological traits among men who rape? This is a very good question. Is it related to the marshmallow delayed gratification experiment?
So basically, I did read one paper related to it because I thought someone might ask why men rape, right? This paper, mein jo likh raha tha, I'll answer from that, is that usually it's the traditional gender roles and violation of these rules that are often used to justify it. Right, and to avoid responsibility for criminal behavior. If you ask me why it happens, is because, you know, a person believes that they are powerful than the woman, and that there is impunity if they do a crime, right? And hence, like, for example, it was written that women are blamed for provoking men, while violence displayed by men is viewed as a legitimized masculine trait. And because of this, you have, like, you know, victim blaming can be a reason, rape as male prerogative, transactional sex, being framed or set up and ignoring. So usually in terms of like, what is the reason of rape? I am not a psychologist, so I've not really like read researches why do men do this, but
did answer that. You remember in our last podcast, Nayanika did and explain the psychology because she came from a trained background.
Yeah.
So guys, there was a podcast that we did. It was titled Predators Amongst Us. Yes, yeah. I called it what it is. It is literally predatory behavior from men against women. And if you are a man who is triggered by me saying this, that yes, men are predators in this particular behavioral pattern. No, women are not the predators. Men are the predators, and I will side with Shivangi 100 out of 100 times on this. 100 out of 100 times. Only thing we will not side on is on postmodernism. Okay, another good thing. Have you given this a thought? Do you think anonymous online FIRs will help in reporting more of these cases?
Yeah, I feel some form of like easy available easy ways of फाइलिंग केसेस विल हेल्प इट राइट कि आप फाइल कर पाओ FIRs ऑनलाइन तो आप फाइल कर सकते हो बट फिर भी उसमें जाना पड़ता है पुलिस स्टेशन बट मेरे हिसाब से वहां पे आपको इतना लिमिटेड नहीं होना चाहिए कि जब आप कहीं जा रहे हो आपको इतनी प्रॉब्लम हो रही है तो जितने भी जैसे स्टार्टअप स्पेसेस में कैन यू क्रिएट प्लेसेस वेयर फॉर एग्जांपल व्हेन आई वाज इन बॉम्बे आई वाज वर्किंग फॉर एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन दैट हैड एन ऐप राइट व्हिच वाज फंडेड बाय द वेलकम ट्रस्ट दैट यू नो यू कैन फाइल केसेस ऑफ एनी काइंड ऑफ वायलेंस ऑन द फोन राइट इन दैट ऐप इट वाज कॉल्ड द लिटिल सिस्टर ऐप आई वाज कोऑर्डिनेटिंग दैट ऐप एंड वी वर टेस्टिंग इट इन धारावी एंड गोवंडी एंड उसमें महिलाएं फ्रॉम द बस्ती वुड फाइल केसेस एंड उसमें पूरा रिपोर्टिंग था और जब वो रिपोर्ट होता था तो हमारे वो बैकएंड उस पे आता था एंड फिर डेली जैसे आपको तो पहले उन्होंने इमीडिएट क्राइसिस इंटरवेंशन लाने की कोशिश की थी बट वो बहुत डिफिकल्ट हो गया था बिकॉज कोई 24/7 काम नहीं कर रहा था दैट वाज इन द काइंड ऑफ फंडिंग दैट वी हैड बट उसमें होता था जब वो केस फाइल होता था अब नेक्स्ट डे द प्रोग्राम ऑफिसर वाज देयर वुड चेक कि ओके मैम इतने फिजिकल वायलेंस के केसेस है इतने के हैं एंड उसमें हमने एक वो किया था कि इतना फिजिकल वायलेंस है या इसमें सेक्सुअल वायलेंस है तो वो हमारा हाई प्रायोरिटी हो जाता था एंड देन वी वुड सेंड द और वी वुड इन्फॉर्म द कम्युनिटी ऑर्गेनाइजर कि वहां जाके आप विजिट करो एंड देन ब्रिंग द सर्वाइवर टू द काउंसलिंग सेंटर सो आई वोंट से दैट्स ओनली टेक बेस्ड सोल्यूशन लाओ बिकॉज वो रियलिटी में जब हम करते हैं तो हमें ऑलरेडी एग्जिस्टिंग कम्युनिटी नेटवर्क को यूज करना पड़ता है बट हाँ बहुत सारी चीजें हो सकती है जहाँ पे एक टेक बेस्ड हो पाए उसके बाद एक कम्युनिटी बेस्ड नेटवर्क को हम हेल्प कर पाए जो आपको इन सर्विसेस को फॉर्मल सर्विसेस पे ले जाए सो या
I live in Bangalore. My girlfriend is genuinely concerned that she would feel unsafe if she goes to North India for work. Do you think rape cases is more uniformly across or more in North India? I will have to look at the state-wise statistics right now. On the top of my head, I don't remember, but yes, certain parts of Northern India do have more rape cases, but certain parts of Southern India also have way more rape cases. And you'll have to look at the percentage, not the absolute numbers, because the population of Southern India, again, is different from Northern India. So that would be one thing. Listen, Pranav, your name is Pranav. Your girlfriend should follow the solutions that Shivangi has given, irrespective of where she's staying in India. So if you have a, do not think of robbing yourself of a career opportunity thinking Northern or Southern or Eastern or Western India. Obviously, I would say Mumbai is way more safer than even Bangalore. I mean, I say this very openly. You know what the most safe place in India is? Now I'm going to, this is no sly on Shivangi, the Hindutva Bastion, Gujarat. Go check. Ahmedabad, the Hindutva Bastion, Gujarat is the most safest place for women. And you know who tells me all the time? Gujarati women from Gujarat. They're so proud of it. They're like, Hamare liye sabse safe hai. And you know, every time, who abuses me the most when I oppose the alcohol ban in Gujarat thing? Women. Women abuse me the most. Chala, tumko kya malum? Tumko daru pide ka? Tum darudiya hai. This is the kind of abuse I get. But I come at it from a freedom perspective, right? I come at it from the perspective of there should be choice to drink. But hey, Gujarati women, they say, screw you. We like that law. Leave our state alone. So it's not as black and white. Okay, one more question. While these are good solutions for symptoms, what's the solution for the root cause? What's the root cause in the first place?
ओके आई वांट टू आंसर द प्रीवियस क्वेश्चन आल्सो थोड़ा एक्सप्लेन करने के लिए कि एक गुजरात और बॉम्बे में थोड़ा और इक्वल जेंडर रोल होता है ठीक है ट्रेडिशनल जेंडर रोल की जगह तो उसकी वजह से जो है वो ट्रांसलेट होता है इनटू अ डेली प्रैक्टिस वेयर
देख ले
मेन
गुजरात इज हिंदुत्वा कितना बड़ा आई
हिंदूज आर ग्रेट व्हाट आई एम सेइंग हिंदूज आर बेस्ट
I just love trolling you. It's okay. I do it all on WhatsApp and I'm doing it on the podcast
I take it happily. So, just to come back to where gender roles are more equal, वहाँ पे सेफ्टी ऑफ वुमेन विल बी मोर जो नॉर्थ इंडिया और साउथ इंडिया का वो है नॉर्थ इंडिया की हाइपर मैस्कुलिनिटी डोमिनेंट कास्ट बिहेवियर भी आपका वायलेंस और मिसोजिनी आपको वहाँ पे वो करता है बिकॉज उनके जेंडर रोल्स में वुमेन आर केप्ट मोर इनसाइड ऑनर बहुत स्ट्रांग होता है इन कास्ट बेस्ड सोसाइटी में साउथ इंडिया में भी सिमिलर ही होता है जहाँ पे आपके डिफरेंट कास्ट आ
साउथ
जाते हैं
इंडिया पर कैपिटा इज वे मोर कास्टिस्ट फॉर द रिकॉर्ड लेट मी करेक्ट
करेक्ट
यू
करेक्ट
द वन स्टेट इन इंडिया व्हिच हैज द हाईएस्ट एंडोगमी रेट इन इंडिया इज तमिलनाडु द सो कॉल्ड पेरियराइट रैशनलिस्ट मार्क्सिस्ट लेफ्ट
करेक्ट
विंग बैस्टियन मोस्ट कास्टिस्ट
हाय
स्टेट इन इंडिया
एग्जैक्टली सो कास्ट बेस हर जगह होता है एंड violence on in ऑल स्पेसेस इज काइंड ऑफ सिमिलर इन टर्म्स ऑफ रिपोर्टिंग. वो पॉपुलेशन रिलेटेड होता है, तो पॉपुलेशन को हमेशा देखना वर्सेस, जैसे यूपी में बहुत हाई केसेस होंगे बिकॉज पॉपुलेशन बहुत हाई है. एंड इन टर्म्स ऑफ लाइक कैन आई शिफ्ट टू अ सिमिलर प्लेस, आई लिव इन दिल्ली, आई व्हेन आई शिफ्टेड फ्रॉम बॉम्बे टू हियर आई ऑल्सो फेल्ट अ सेंस ऑफ लाइक अगेन लाइक हाउ डू आई नेविगेट. बट यस आई डू फील दिल्ली इज मोर अनसेफ एंड बॉम्बे इज मोर सेफर. And in terms of this question, while there are good solutions, what's the solution for the root cause? What is the question? Sorry.
The root cause, like what leads to this? Well,
Yes.
patriarchy. You would say patriarchy, right?
Yeah. So I would say, not to trigger you, traditional gender roles, because patriarchy triggers you. So I'll change it. Patriarchy bolte hi
No,
brain
it is
starts
patriarchy. See, this is
bolting.
where I will back you to the hilt. It is
Awesome.
patriarchy. And I will go one step ahead. Religion. मैं बोल रहा हूँ,
Yeah.
हर नॉट हर थॉट्स माई थॉट्स लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, नॉट हर थॉट्स माई थॉट्स रिलीजन.
Yeah, religion also. So I feel like root cause इस वजह से. I'll give you an example. जब मैं एक केस कर रही थी, डॉट केस जो मैं स्टडी का अभी यूएस में किया था, जिसमें हमें ये इशू हुआ था कि जो सर्विस प्रोवाइडर्स थे वो वाइट लोग थे, एंड वहाँ पे रोहिंग्या इंडिविजुअल्स आ गए थे इन एज रेफ्यूजी एडोलेसेंट्स वुड कम इन, एंड उनको बहुत ज्यादा प्रॉब्लम हो रही थी लेट्स से वर्किंग विद फीमेल डॉक्टर्स और फीमेल सोशल वर्कर्स. तो वो बहुत कंफ्यूज हो गए थे एज द सर्विस प्रोवाइडर्स कि हम क्या करें. तो उसमें वी क्रिएटेड दिस होल आइडिया ऑफ दैट हाउ डू यू वर्क विद इंडिविजुअल्स कमिंग फ्रॉम अ पेट्रियार्कल कम्युनिटी और इन दैट सेंस हैविंग ट्रेडिशनल जेंडर रोल्स. सो द इशू बिहाइंड व्हाट इज द रूट कॉज ऑफ ऑल दिस इज द फैक्ट दैट देर आर ट्रेडिशनल जेंडर रोल्स. व्हाट आर ट्रेडिशनल जेंडर रोल्स? की महिलाएं घर में रहेंगी, महिलाएं ऐसे ऐसे यही जेंडर नॉर्म्स फॉलो करेंगी. वो रिलीजन बेस्ड भी हो सकते हैं कि वो यही खाना बनाएंगी, ऐसे ही रहेंगी घर में, बाहर नहीं जाएंगी, इस एज पे शादी करेंगी और इसी से ही शादी करेंगी, और मैन ब्रेड विनर होगा, आदमी रोएगा नहीं, आदमी को अपनी सेंसिटिविटी नहीं दिखानी है, वो हमेशा एक स्ट्रांग मैन बन के रहेगा. और एक पेट्रियार्की, जब मैं बोलती हूँ, उसका पितृसत्ता का मतलब ये होता है कि जहाँ मैन डोमिनेटिंग होते हैं, जहाँ एक पेट्रियार्क होता है हेड ऑफ फैमिली. तो इन सारे चीजों की वजह से दिस इज द रूट कॉज कि हमारा इतना ट्रेडिशनल जेंडर रोल्स और बहुत ही ज्यादा कंपीटिंग इंटरेस्ट हो रहे हैं बिकॉज ऑफ वुमेन आर मूविंग इनटू द लेबर फोर्स एंड वो बाहर जा रही हैं, वो घर पे नहीं है, एंड उसकी वजह से वो अब कंफ्यूजन हो रहा है कि क्या वो जेंडर रोल्स फॉलो करें. फॉर द सेम रीजन पीपल से ओ बाय मैरिज इज ब्रेकिंग, राइट? इतने सारे केसेस क्यों फाइल हो रहे हैं? बिकॉज वो कंपीटिंग जेंडर रोल्स एंड चेंजिंग जेंडर नॉर्म्स की वजह से वो दोनों पार्टी मैन एंड वुमेन नहीं समझ पा रहे हैं हाउ टू एडजस्ट टू इट अकॉर्डिंग. सो दैट आई बिलीव इज द रूट कॉज. समवन एल्स कुड फाइंड सम अदर रूट कॉज, बट फ्रॉम अ फेमिनिस्ट सोशल वर्क लेंस दैट्स माय रूट कॉज.
Okay, this is, I know this because I follow feminist discourse very closely, just for fun. I just like to read their theoretical frameworks. So I know this is like the feminist discourse is smack bang divided on this. Do you think legalized sex work will reduce sexual assault? I know एक साइड बोलती है तुमको कुछ नहीं पता, बैन कर देना चाहिए प्रोस्टिट्यूशन को, और दूसरी साइड बोलती है नहीं, लीगलाइज करना चाहिए.
इस क्वेश्चन का जो अंडरलाइनिंग बिलीफ सिस्टम है वो ये है कि अगर आप सेक्स की कमी की वजह से कोई आदमी सेक्सुअल असॉल्ट कर रहा है तो ये गलत है, बिकॉज रेप या कोई भी सेक्स जो होता है, सेक्सुअल असॉल्ट जो होता है, वो दैट डज नॉट कम फ्रॉम अ स्पेस ऑफ मुझे सेक्स करने का मन कर रहा है और मेरे को कोई नहीं मिल रहा तो
गुड,
मैंने जाके
दिस इज
क्यों कर
समथिंग यू
दिया.
हैड एक्सप्लेन टू मी ऑन व्हाट्सएप
करेक्ट
प्लीज. ये
करेक्ट.
पता,
सो वो सेक्स की कमी के वजह से और नीड फॉर सेक्स की वजह से नहीं होता है, वो इसलिए होता है बिकॉज रेप इज यूज एज अ फॉर्म ऑफ पावर. रेप इज यूज बिकॉज यू फील लाइक यू आर अबव द पर्सन एंड दैट यू कैन यूज रेप एज अ मेथड टू डोमिनेट योर स्टांस उधर. तो आप किसी, फॉर एग्जाम्पल, आप एक सिचुएशन में हैं जहाँ पे आप सेक्स कर सकते हैं, आपको पता है आपको इम्प्यूनिटी है क्योंकि आप पेट्रियार्की में रह रहे हो, आपको पता है अगर मैं ये रेप कर दूंगा तो आई कैन गेट अवे फ्रॉम इट बिकॉज व्हेन आई टेल माय फैमिली दे विल ट्रस्ट मी, जब मैं पुलिस पे जाऊंगा दे विल ट्रस्ट मी, इसको कोई ट्रस्ट नहीं करेगा. तो दैट इज नॉट अ केस ऑफ सेक्स बट दैट्स अ केस ऑफ एस्टैब्लिशिंग पावर. दैट्स व्हाई रेप इज ऑफन यूज्ड एज अ वे टू शो समवन इन वॉर्स एंड इन फाइट्स बिटवीन कम्युनिटी बाय रेपिंग द वुमेन टू शो दैट आहा वी कैन रेप योर वुमेन एंड शो यू दैट यू आर बिलो अस. सो इट्स ऑलवेज यूज्ड एज अ टेक्निक ऑफ पावर एंड नॉट बिकॉज देयर नीड्स टू बी. ज्यादा सेक्स वर्क लीगलाइज कर दिया तो सेक्सुअल असॉल्ट रिड्यूस हो जाएगा, दैट इज अ फॉल्स कोरिलेशन दैट यू आर मेकिंग.
Okay, this is a question for me. I'm just putting it on the screen. Kushal, what's your take on lawyers suggesting women to make false cases for creating pressure on the man side in matrimonial disputes? I think it's immoral. Why do you want me to say it's immoral? It should not be done. But let me tell you, most of the lawyers who recommend this are men. So what do you want me to do? So jao, lado unse. I mean, what do you want me to do? They are men. Lawyers, most lawyers. Look at the ratio of lawyers, male to female. Wo bhi check kar lena. And I know this has happened. I'm not going to deny any of this. See, the problem is people, you know, every time I'll use this, like I always say, it has nothing to do with this podcast, but I'm a free speech absolutist. I don't care what word you say, until and unless you call for a direct call for violence under the Brandenburg versus Ohio standard, anything goes. Caste slurs, racist slurs, sexist slurs, I don't care. Say what you want to say. Don't make it illegal. The state should not jail you. Society can shame you. State should not jail you. Then I will always oppose blasphemy. And somebody will say, oh, but if you criticize Islam, tumhara sar tan se juda hoga. I'm going to write a whole essay and I'm going to call it the sar tan se juda straw man. And this exact straw man argument is given, but men also suffer. It's a straw man, my dear men. Main nahi keh raha hu ki men don't suffer. But when one man suffers, maybe 500 women suffer. Why do you want to reduce the 500 and make it equal to one? We can deal with one and 500. You have now, you have women and men dealing with the one man problem. And I don't want to say, Shivangi to say this, I will say this. And we can at the same time have women like Shivangi fighting for the 500 women. Why does it have to be mutually exclusive? Or and then there'll be people like me who will call the one man fighter also, and I will call Shivangi also, and I will platform both of them because I believe in a good, healthy society. But before we wrap up, Shivangi, I will give you the last word. It was a lot of fun trolling you today.
From WhatsApp, it's moved to live for people to see. Funny anyhow. I don't mind. It's okay. It's perfectly fine.
People yeah. don't understand we are friends, so they don't understand that. They don't understand that.
Yeah. Also, to fathom how can people from very opposite spectrum be friends, right? You can be friends. There's nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and what's the big deal? And we're good. We respect each other.
Yeah. So just like what you said about the straw man argument, and as feminists and as feminist social worker, we strongly believe that men suffer in patriarchy too, right? The fact that ek aadmi ko feel hota hai, I have to run the family, I have to earn itna jada, right? In disparity, in terms of like, you know, how much emotions can you show, right? Where you have to be strong, where you have to be like, I can't cry, I can't, you know, or in spaces where you're like, oh, meri mother or meri wife mein ladai ho rahi hai, main kya karu? Men are suffering in terms of, in the same patriarchy women are, because they have also learned normal gender role that they had to follow, and that gender role is changing. So I have full empathy to men also, because they don't understand how to deal with that new emotion, right? So feminist anti-men nahi hoti hai, although I don't need votes from men in that way, but I'm just saying that wo patriarchy ko hi blame karte hain ki aap bhi usi mein suffer kar rahe hain, right? To wahan pe koi counseling ke liye aata hai, joint counseling ke liye aata hai, to aap usme bhi yahi baat samjhate hain na ki acha aapko ye cheez feel ho rahi hai, to mahila ko ye feel ho rahi hai aur aadmi ko ye feel ho rahi hai, to wo bhi apna point rakhte hain in intimate relationships and cases of violence. So in terms of what I want to say in the end is that just don't call women shit online and then like, you know, touch them inappropriately. Don't rape women. Don't pretend that you're not raping women. Be respectful. If you feel like agar maine apna cock dala kahin pe aur wo rape ho jayega, to mat dalo. Khush raho waise hi. Do help yourself. So that's all I want to say. And otherwise, just go through whatever I said. Yeah.
So basically, Shivangi said, and I apologize for saying it. Basically, Shivangi said, tum log apna aaj Jagannath practice karo.
If you feel like, oh, mere pe rape case ho jayega agar maine kuch kar diya, to or learn to respect women and understand what consent is. Agar na ho, to read about it. What consent is.
Listen, before we wrap up, you always have my support. You know that I will always back you no matter what. We will debate. We will dissect each other's epistemological foundations on WhatsApp, sometimes on the podcast. But you always have my support. I respect you as an intellectual. I respect you as a researcher, as a thinker. I know you come from a good place. And I don't care what the people think about this podcast, and I know this, you know, everybody will be triggered in the comment section. वैसे it's all good. जितना comments में गालियाँ पड़ेंगी मुझे या तुम्हें, उतना वो YouTube उसको ऊपर करेगा. जितना YouTube ऊपर करेगा, उतना लोग उसको सुनेंगे, तो और भी अच्छा है. But my last message to every man listening to this, and I am proud of one fact that through the Charvak podcast, I have truly developed a culture of nuance. I am very proud of that fact that I have done something special in the Indian discourse space, where I have literally attracted men, women, or jo bhi gender hai tumhara, from both the left. I'm dead serious when I say this. One day I got a message from someone who said, "Bhaiya, I had a trans Dalit young boy listening to you religiously, and you converted him into Hindutva." I was like, I did not convert anyone into anything. I am a free speech absolutist, and I'm a liberal, and I'm a proud dharmic person who stands for values, better values. I will always back women because I know there are problems in India, and to deny that is a crime. Denial of that is a moral crime. So men who are watching this, young kids who are watching this, do not be part of this moral crime. Every time some unfortunate incident happens in India, boss, I will tell you, when I was, you know, I felt like, yaar, mere desh mein dam hai. Jab Nirbhaya ka response aaya tha is desh mein, boss, I have traveled around the world. I never saw a response like this country gave, where utha ke to matlab humne to base hi tod dali, aisa kaise kiya tumne. So I was like, this society has something in it. I am not going to shame India, and I don't buy that India is the rape capital of the world or anything. It's not. There are far worse places than India, but you know, if your first line of defense is mere desh ke number kam hai, then you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem. When we are discussing women's safety, how does it matter ki tera desh wo list mein Olympic gold medalist hai ki bronze medalist hai ki usko medal hi nahi mil rahe hai? Isme wo aana hi nahi chahiye. Now you'll say somebody on social media came, usne aise hamare desh ko naam. Oh bhai, wo blue tick wala gora baitha America mein, usko thode paise kamane de. Tujhe khush hona chahiye ki gora bhi abhi bhikhari hai sala, hamare paise ke liye mar raha hai. Tujhe to usme celebrate karna chahiye. So take this problem seriously. Women's safety is a serious issue. You don't have to agree with everything Shivangi says. You can disagree with her, but you cannot deny what she's saying. You have to accept what she says. And this is why I do these discussions. I want to clarify, I reached out to Shivangi to do this discussion. She didn't reach out to me. I reached out to her. And I wanted someone who's ideologically different from me to come and speak, because I'd be damned if I did not let that happen on this platform. Go follow her on Twitter. Learn from her. Main bol raha hun, tum seekhoge. Jao isko follow karo Twitter pe. Seekhoge. Har cheez mein sehmati nahi rakhoge. Phir bhi seekhoge. And as far as I'm concerned, you guys know the drill. You can like this video, subscribe to the channel. If you want to become a member, you can become a member also. Agar kuch nahi kar sakte, toh audio platform pe rating de dena. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.